Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KTRL presents High School Sports.
Everybody out here, we are at historic, beautiful Merchants Park with Scott Parcher Field right in front of us on this beautiful Tuesday evening. The Kemper Knights opening up their baseball season against Trainer like they did last year. And safe to say, I don't think we're fully into the summer sports yet, as it is freezing outside, a lot of blankets, a lot of hoodies, all of that stuff going on in the stands here tonight. But in the sense of, we've got softball to our left, we've got slow pitch to our right, and we've got baseball down Broadway right here. Safe to say, we are getting close to the summer sports season. I'm Mason Neal, and joining me tonight going to be Justin Yetmar, coach. You know, or I shouldn't call you coach. I interview you when you're normally a coach, but Justin, tonight we've got teams that are, you know, one team that's kind of the same as last year in Trainer, but Kemper, I don't really know what we're actually going to get from them now, as they bring Michael Barta, a really kind of famous coach in our area, back to this program, and now we're going to see, you know, what kind of an impact he has on this very young team.
Yeah, I think it's always an exciting time with new season opening. There is some new faces. There's some returning faces as well. But I think the Knights will be ready to play baseball tonight.
And you look at this team right now, and you look at who's going to be on the mound tonight named Landon Potabom, and you wonder what kind of shape he's going to be in, though. I know that he was a standout tennis athlete for Kemper this season, but unfortunately would get hurt about 2 weeks into the year. And then their coach and Rusty Wintermote kind of shut him down and said, you know what, he's going to be something they need in baseball. We're not going to try and rush him back in tennis and get him even more hurt. But this is a team that, you know, they are very young. You look out there, Nash Leonard, a young guy. Noah Ryman, an underclassman. You've got Alex Pudens, who's an underclassman. But you've got those key leaders and seniors like Landon Potabom, like a Charlie Mayhall, like a Griffin Bauer, that have been on this team and have seen kind of the ups and downs of the last 4 years.
Yeah, I think that's what you want on opening night, is you have a senior on the mound. You know, and you got Charlie and Griffin and Brendan that, you know, will kind of steady the nerves right away. I think Landon will be ready to go. You know, these kids, they, you know, spend a lot of time with pitchers and catchers. You know, they start in the winter. So, you know, I think they'll be ready to go.
And with that as well, you know, it's kind of a fun time of the year when you get to look out to your right and see slow pitch getting played over at the right side there. You get to see the left side over here with Glidden and Carroll softball getting scrimmages underway as their softball seasons actually start coming up on Thursday. But, you know, this is probably what this summer is going to look like at Merchants Park between Carroll Kemper and the Carroll Merchants all using this, and then slow pitch to your right and softball to your left. But if you're a fan of any of those, this is probably the home of where you're going to be for a lot of the summer.
Yeah, and how lucky are these kids to get to play at this beautiful stadium, this beautiful field. You know, we're just blessed to have this park in Carroll, and, you know, I know the kids don't take it for granted, and I know the opposing teams that come here just, you know, they love the atmosphere, they love the field, the playing conditions are always top-notch, so... Yeah, we're lucky to have it here, and glad we could have opening night tonight.
We will go ahead and step away. We'll talk the Kemper Knights a little bit more when we come back with your Mackey Motors pregame coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Welcome back here to historic Merchants Park, part of our broadcast tonight, the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. I was a little worried, Justin, you know, that I forgot how to do this because I joked with Jeff because he's got a game tonight as well. I'm like, you know, it's been almost a year that we have been broadcasting baseball, or since we've been broadcasting baseball, and I was like, you know, hopefully we didn't forget how to do this. And some of the players, maybe the coaches as well, maybe have that nerve as well. You look at Kemper, young team, they could possibly have that nerve. But, you know, they should be pretty confident with coaches in Riley Bach and Michael Barta at the helm of this team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Coach Barta coming over from Johnston's, where he had a ton of success, you know, and Coach Riley Bach has been with the program for, I think this is his fourth year now. So, you know, he's that steady. Coach Bach really relates well with the kids, and, you know, they're going to play hard for those two no matter what.
And I know for Barta, obviously, we talked about that huge success that he had over at Johnston. I think, what, 5 state titles in his time over at Johnston. Riley been successful so far. They had 15-14 as their record last year, 3rd in the Hawk 10. And I think they would have made a pretty good playoff run, but some unfortunate circumstances, a couple of kids getting hurt here and there to end the season. They didn't really have that close to the season that they wanted last year, but he learned under one of the greats in this area for coaching, and Randy Snyder, who's actually now coaching up at South Central Calhoun once again. But both of these guys are ready to go. But this team, I think, could be a very good team this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with their, I think they're going to develop some pitching depth as the year goes on. And, you know, their lineup, I think they're going to try and figure some stuff out. There's a lot of young kids that didn't get a lot of at-bats last year, but, you know, they had a lot of experience playing the field, and they did have some at-bats. So, you know, there's some unknowns. But, you know, like I say, with this coaching staff and the work these kids have put in, I think they're comfortable with where they're at right now.
And you look at this team last year, kind of the averages they had, 168 hits as a team, 151 runs scored, and then 115 of those were runners batted in. But the one thing that stood out to me is that they would average about 2 errors a game. And when you look at the context here, they're probably in about the middle of high school scales here. You obviously have the good teams that only average maybe 1, a little bit under 1 as well. But you got some teams that, you know, average the 3s or 4s. So I think that an emphasis for them tonight is that, you know, get out of this game around that 2 errors. Get out of your first game of the year with kind of that baseline of we're going to make this an error-free kind of season.
Yeah, I think that's what any coach wants. They want to see clean baseball. They want to see strikes. They want to see clean baseball. You know, no mental mistakes. You know, inevitably with the first game, there's always going to be stuff. But ultimately, play clean baseball, throw strikes. You know, and when the pitcher's throwing strikes, you got to be able to make plays behind him. So, you know, that's their keys. You know, and last year, you know, a lot of their runs, they weren't necessarily power hitters, but, you know, they manufactured a lot of runs, you know, with stolen bases and being opportunistic on the base path. So I would look for a very similar mentality from the Knights this year, you know, which allows them to score a lot of different runs in a lot of different ways.
And Kemper leads this series against Trainer since 2018, 3-2. They lost the first game of the series back in 2018, 11-3, then went on a 3-0 winning streak there, winning 1-0, 6-5, and 9-4. Then last season dropped the game 8-0 to start the year. But part of this equation we've got here is that, you know, not for Kemper necessarily, but for Trainer, they could possibly be missing some pieces as we've got state track still going on, you've got soccer still going on, you've got different types of sports from the spring still going on. So that could be a big factor into some of these early season games as well.
Yeah, this is, like you mentioned, there's soccer, there's tennis, there's golf, there's track, you know, and then baseball and softball are starting. So, yeah, you don't necessarily know what if everybody's at full strength or, you know, who can do what. Per se. But it's both teams, and they're both dealing with it. So
we will go ahead and step away here. We've got little bit more coverage coming up in our Mackey Motors pregame. We'll talk trainer baseball coming up in about 2 minutes here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
May is loaded with flavor at Shakiro Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home, go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards, get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Top Loft makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Top Loft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Welcome back to Historic Merchants Park on the CB Sports Network here on 93.7 KKRL. The Trainer Cardinals taking their infield-outfield work right now. Under head coach Billy Sanders last season, they were 14-12, which was good enough for fourth in the Western Iowa Conference. They got a couple of local schools in that conference with Audubon and IKM Manning. But Trainer last year, when you look at them, they beat Kemper in about every statistical category. 204 hits, 201 runs scored, 169 of those going to be our runners batted in. They were up 23 different stolen bases compared to Kemper, and they had committed less errors in their pitching department. They were better there as well. So this is a team and Trainer that, you know, is bringing back a lot of what they had last year. So this is kind of, you know, let's look at what last year was. We've got a whole nother season of maturing. We've got a whole nother off season of getting ready. And this team should be a pretty good Trainer team.
Yeah, I think what jumps out right away is, you know, they were relatively young last year. They have two seniors this year in their starting lineup. And, you know, their catcher really jumps off the page with, you know, he batted over .500, a couple home runs, couple doubles. Slugging percentage of .800. So, you know, he really jumps off the stat page and, you know, something that they'll have to keep an eye on tonight.
And when you look at Trainer as a school in total, I mean, good boys basketball program. They've got good track programs for the boys. I mean, this is a school that has really set the precedent for what they want in their athletics, and baseball's not one to shy away from that as well.
No, I think, like you said, it's all sports on the boys side and all sports on the girls' side. They have tradition down there. They have had success, and it's all sports, which tells you they're well-rounded athletes. And, you know, I would expect to see a lot of that out here tonight.
And with that being said here, I talk about this with Carroll and Kemper when we talk about these two schools, is that we're going to have some conference realignment going on after this summer sports season. Trainer, one of the schools that the Hawkeye 10 possibly reached out to and said, hey, maybe you can jump in here and be a part of what we're building in the Hawkeye 10 right now. And I think they declined to get into that one. They're still going to stay in the WIC. But it would have been fun to maybe see a Trainer team jump into the Hawkeye 10, but, you know, this is a team that Trainers plays Carroll every so often. They play Audubon and IKM Manning. They play Kemper. So I've seen them in a lot of sports, and I can tell you what, they are good in about everything. and they've got a lot of athletes that like to transition over. I know Ethan Hill, who is going to be playing first base for them, played on their basketball team. They've got other kids, you know, that are out there that I recognize from seeing them in football, from seeing them in track, and seeing them in all these different sports. And that's the big thing when you want these kids to go out for different sports is, you know, you got to have the good coaches, you got to have the good system that you've built before, and then these good athletes want to come out and play different sports, and you get these 3, 4, 5 sport athletes.
Yeah, and I think what they learn through that is just competing. Compete in everything they do, and yeah, I think you see that from the trainer athletes and about all these sports, and we see it from the Kemper side too. You know, kids compete, use their athleticism, and I think we're in for a good ball game tonight.
So we'll run you through the lineups here. We'll start with Trainer as they will be batting first. Hitting in the leadoff position, going to be Cam Lane. Batting after him, going to be Reese Vorthman. You got Brody Larson hitting third, Ethan Hill hitting fourth, Noah Jedlicka hitting at third or fifth, Colton Lane hitting sixth, Cale Eitman hitting seventh, Ethan Chambers hitting eighth, and Cale Walton going to be rounding things out. You got Jaden Jensen on the mound tonight. He will be out there. DHing for him will be Colton Lane. For the Kemper Knights, we'll look at their fielding. We'll start with Landon Potterbaum on the mound. He'll be throwing to Alex Budens behind the plate. You got Nash Leonard at first, Noah Ryman at second, Charlie Mayhall going to be the shortstop tonight. Caden Honlow is going to be sitting over at third. Ben Cook in left field. Griffin Bauer down the center. And you've got Brennan Vanami in right field. Justin, who are some of the key players for Kemper tonight that have to either bat well, play the field well? Who are some of these guys that, you know, have to get out to a hot start to this season for them to compete really well tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, Landon on the mound. Obviously, an important position. They need him to be efficient, throw strikes, hit his spots. And, you know, Charlie Mayhall. Charlie's coming off a big year last year. So look for Alex Pudence, young catcher. He's just a freshman. They got him batting third right now. So I think, you know, those three that are in the middle of the lineup, batting 2, 3, 4, you know, they're going to lean on those guys, see if they have a little more power than they had in the past years, just a year of growth and development. So I think they're going to lean on those three, and they got a lot of really good pieces around them, and that's what's kind of nice, is any of these, you know, 9 kids can step up on any given night.
And that's the fun thing, you know, about this summer sports season. You can get a guy like Alex Pudens. You know, in any other sport, Alex would be a freshman just saying, this is the first time playing high school. But for Alex, he's now a second-year kid on varsity after being able to play as an eighth grader. So how big is that for baseball, for softball in general, to be able to have that extra year of eligibility with eighth grade? So now a kid like an Alex Pudens can be known as a second-year guy, and he's got a year of varsity underneath his belt.
Yeah, I think in his case in particular, as you know, he caught last year, so especially in the game of baseball, you know, theoretically, you could have a 5-year catcher, you know, and he stepped in last year and did a really nice job. You know, and there's, you know, there's other ones that have stepped in, done the same thing. You know, Noah Ryman had a great year last year as a freshman, you know, Nash Leonard. So, you know, that youth, it starts to grow and develop, and then you start to kind of reap the fruits of that.
And I got to just say here, obviously, the field that we are going to be playing on, named after the great Scott Parcher, he took care of this field like it was his kid, and it looks beautiful every time we come out here. So shout out to everyone that, you know, whether it's for Merchants games, for Carroll baseball games, for Kemper baseball games, for State baseball, everyone that helps take care of this field. It always looks great, and we always get compliments. I know when I used to do the Merchants baseball games for the radio station, some of the guys would come up from, like, Missouri or from Nebraska or any of that, and they would all kind of look at me and go, you guys, for a high school baseball field, is kind of what you quote this is being. This is probably the nicest high school baseball field they have seen and that they have gotten the opportunity to come and play on if you're a player.
Yeah, and that's why we get to host state tournaments too, right? You know, Chad T. Meyer and his group do a fantastic job. You know, all last week there was the junior college conference championship here. And, you know, you can't tell that there was any games played, right, just because they do such a good job taking care of it. So, yeah, we're lucky. It looks great. You know, all this rain has definitely probably helped them. But, yeah, we're lucky, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, I always talk about, you know, last year's state baseball tournament. I'm over here covering it, and watching, and I get here in the morning before some of the games are going on, and there's puddles on, like, the field, and there's puddles everywhere from how wet it was the night before. And I ask the guys who are doing the grounds crew, and I ask some of the guys from the association, I go, what do you do about this? And they're like, we trust the guys that make this field what it is, that they will get the field ready to go. And about 2 hours later, this field looked the way it does now on opening night. Beautiful, green, no wet spots, none of that. So for that, it's just a huge props. But the other thing you talk about, you know, how many games are played on this field? Carroll, Kemper, the Carroll Merchants. You had the Iowa Colleges tournament here a week ago. You've got state baseball down the line. There is so much traction on this field as well. And I think Kemper, outside of the Iowa Colleges, is the first one to actually get to use this field for their regular season.
Yeah, I think tonight's opening night for, you know, for the local teams for sure, I believe. So, yeah, I'm excited. We're creeping up here on game time, and, yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, we've also got another set of local teams playing tonight, and that'll be over on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman's got number two-ranked Coon Rapids Baird in Class 1A. They've got probably one of the best players in our area, one of the best baseball players in our area's history, and Cal Hayden playing tonight, and they're getting their season underway. That team, I know, is going to be a team that could be very scary, but they will be playing against East Sac, a team that's got a lot of upperclassmen that have been around the block. But that, I tell you what, Justin, if you haven't watched Coon Rapids play, I don't know if you have or not, but that team's scary.
Yeah, I've gotten into my past a couple years ago. I got to coach the local Legion team and had Cal and Ty Hayden and Mason Culbertson, and they were younger. I think they were freshmen, sophomores, and you could just see where their baseball future was going to lead, and it was going to lead to a really good spot. And yeah, Cal is a fantastic athlete, great baseball player, great basketball player, great track athlete. You know, he is destined to do great things in this game. He's really, really impressive, and excited to go watch him a couple times this year.
Well, we're going to go ahead and step away. We've got the national anthem coming up here in just a minute. We'll take a 3-minute break, and we will have first pitch coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL, a part of the CB Sports Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today, I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
For 15 years, Springs Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Springs Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years, and now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Stuffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Stuffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Stuffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
We have got First Pitch coming up in just a minute here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network for the Kemper Knights and the Trainer Cardinals. Landon Potterbaum out there tossing the ball down to Alex Pudence. Got Father Collison. I missed that one. It's been about a couple of months since we've heard Father Collison since Kemper was in the state final for basketball. So I'm glad to hear, you know, Father Collison back on the mic, knowing that it's time to go to work for the players, for us, for all the fans, for everything. We're back to that season of broadcasting, watching a game, all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, and for a 50-degree night, there's stands are pretty full. Granted, they're all inside, I think, to get a little wind block, but good crowd on hand for tonight, for opening night.
Yeah, I had to say on the air a couple of times for tonight, I'm like, well, bring your blankets, bring your hoodies, all of that stuff, because we went over to Media Day for softball today and baseball for Glidden Ralston as they're playing to our left over there. I'm like, you know, I am not going to the game without a hoodie because it is freezing outside. But you know what? It's almost summer. Hopefully this weather kind of goes away before Thursday as we've got state track coverage. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a couple of Kemper kids down there as well. You've got Morgan Mashing and Addison Schoen down there for the girls, and you got Griffin Glenn down there for the boys. So as we've got Cam Lane walking to the right side of the box, right-handed hitter playing shortstop tonight. He's a returner off of last year's team. We will see. He gets the opening at-bat for the Trainer Cardinals season. We will see what both teams have got going on here. Going to be a right-handed pitcher in Landon Potterbaum going at the right-handed batter, Cam Lane. Potterbaum in the windup here, throws it down, and will start his season off with a strike.
Yeah, important start for Landon. Get up in the count early, and like I talked about earlier, be efficient.
And he goes with that fastball to the outside corner, just able to paint the corners there. Potterbaum's second one now. He's going to go straight down the middle, and he will start his season off with an 0-2 count here. Lane, looking at both of those ones, has not taken the bat off the shoulder. A little bit of clouds rolling through our area, wind blowing from left to right. Potterbaum on the 0-2 count, going with the off-speed up, and will miss the zone, trying to get him to chase the ball kind of up and out there. A 1-2 count against Lane. Potterbaum from the stretch this whole time. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball down the zone. Starts his season off with the strikeout looking.
Really, really good pitch there from Lane. A lot of movement on that curveball. Great start.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, for Lane, you get kind of those early season jitters. The ball or the bat did not come off the shoulder a single time there, and he saw two early strikes down the middle. And then he saw the off-speed on the third and then the off-speed on the fourth and really didn't take a cut at any of them.
Yeah, I think what you noticed there was Landon went outside, he went inside, and then threw a couple breaking balls at him. So, you know, mixing up that eye level, mixing up his depth perception. So, good start.
Pottenbaum now facing Reese Vorthman from the second position. Up and in on that one. We'll get a ball one to start off this count. And it's important, like we said, for Pottenbaum. Got to get rolling early. Make sure, you know, you get ahead in some of these counts. Don't let a lot of this early season stuff get to you. They're shading into the right side here as the breaking ball going to miss low. But they're sending Griffin Bauer deep into kind of that right field territory right now, giving up probably one of the biggest zones I've ever seen between Bauer and Cook in left and center. And this one going to be fouled off of the bat of Vorthman, making it a 2-1 count.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Barta and Coach Bach have their scouting report, and until they prove them otherwise, they're going to probably play where their scout tells them.
And I tell you what, those two of the best minds we've got in the area for baseball, so they probably got this thing down pat here. One out, 2-1 pitch, breaking ball down the center, going to catch the zone, making it a 2-2 count. And what a breaking ball there. That one started up way high about the head of Vorthman and was able to break into the zone.
Yeah, with this cold weather, you don't know how grip is, and there seems to be a lot of movement on Landon's pitches right now.
That one moving to the outside there, maybe looking to get him to chase. It'll be a full count, 3-2 for Vorthman. Looking to be the first Cardinal of the season to get on a base.
Yeah, important for Landon to challenge here. Be efficient, especially up.
Pottenbaum's pitch, going to break. This one going to be fouled off. We'll head towards the parking lot on our right side. And I do like the off-speed there. You know, he's been confident with that off-speed pitch early so far. And I like that he goes off-speed there, because if you're Vorthman, you're probably thinking down center with a fastball. Got 3-2, a full count with one out on the board here in the top of the first inning. Kemper Knights going to go straight at him here. And this one fouled off as well from Vorthman. So now you've seen the off-speed and you've seen the fastball here. So Pottenbaum's got couple different options he can go with for this full count pitch.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing Vorthman be a little late, you know, on three of those foul balls. They're a little late, which kind of leads to their scouting report. So we'll see if that plays out.
Full count pitch from Pottenbaum going in it. He's going to go fastball down the middle, gets him swinging. And Pottenbaum going to start out his season back-to-back strikeouts, going one up, one down. And then he's going to get the second one here. Now bringing up Brody Larson. Larson last year, a big threat at the plate. He had 33 hits, 25 runners batted in, 11 runs scored, only 3 walks as well. So he's a guy that, you know, Pottenbaum's got to go straight at him here.
Yeah, I think you're going to see, you know, different pitches here. Probably a lot of stuff spinning, a lot of stuff off the plate, trying to see if they can get him to chase.
That one going to go down the middle with the curveball. And it gets it to go. And I tell you what, I saw Pottenbaum pitch last year. He's really improved on that breaking ball, as he can get it down, you know, pretty good this year.
Yeah, I think that was the one thing missing last year, and he'd probably tell you that was the secondary and third pitch.
Breaking ball there, going to get him swinging once again. Larson going to chase and be down 0-2. Pottenbaum can start with 3 straight strikeouts to start this Kemper Knight season if he can get another one in the zone. 2 outs, and got the field playing pretty straight up, besides Bauer in center field playing towards the 358 mark of left center. Pitch here from Pottenbaum going to be fouled off, taken down the line on the first base side and out of play. So that's 3 pitches now we're seeing from Pottenbaum that have been in the zone against Larson. 2 of them going to get past him. That one just barely fouled off. So I'm not going to be surprised if he tries to get him to chase here.
Yeah, I think that same pitch, maybe just a little further out.
0-2 count, Pottenbaum from the stretch. Breaking ball going to be taken into left field. One hops out there to Ben Cook. Cook going to take it and throw it into shortstop for Charlie Mayhall. And the single for Brody Larson going to get him on base and get the Cardinals' offense jump-started here to start the season. And you saw that one kind of went straight at him once again there, which shocked me a little bit, as you saw two different pitches kind of outside on him that he missed, but going straight at him there, they are going to get the single.
Yeah, I would imagine he missed his spot there a little bit. I don't think that's where, you know, I think they wanted that either a little more in or a little more out.
We've got Gray Iber going to be running for Brody Larson, as he is the catcher, so you get a courtesy runner over at first. You've got Nash Leonard holding him on the left. He's got really long arms, so he can keep him on that bag. Batting now going to be Ethan Hill. Potterbaum looking back over at first, takes the pitch now, goes down low corner. Pudin's blocking it, looks at first, and will throw over. Not there in time, so it will be a 1-0 count. Runner still over at first, being Iberg. And he could be dangerous on the bags here, but I think that having a guy like Nash Leonard at first, really tall, long kid, and he's a lefty, so he can outstretch and kind of get that ball if it comes close, I think he's going to be a big piece at first base.
Yeah, and that was really good play by Alex Pudenz there, too, keeping the ball in front of him, knocking that down, keeping him on first.
I'm looking back at first, breaking ball towards the zone, will catch it, and makes it now a 1-1 count here. And you know, that's the one thing you get over at first base sometimes is that Potterbaum, being a right-handed pitcher, can't always make the best play to first. You got to come off the bag, turn, and throw. So you can get a bigger lead if you're Iberg over at first. Potterbaum looking back over his left shoulder once again at first. He'll take the pitch to home now. Breaking ball, just barely going to miss, low and away. He kind of got that sweeping curveball is what you would say. Kind of breaks from the outside towards the inside once again, or excuse me, from the outside towards the inside once again, but with that as well, you can miss those low and down away curveballs.
Yeah, I think he just missed there.
You've got Potterbaum looking back at first again. He's going to go straight at him with the breaking ball up high this time, and you've now seen the high and just barely up, and now you've seen the low and away. So now for Potterbaum, you know, you throw something down the middle with it being 3-1 here, and you trust your defense behind you to make the play.
Yeah, I think we talked early, want Landon to be efficient, especially early in the game here, so we'll see if he challenges him.
Potterbaum 3-1, turns over to first, tag on the way from Leonard, they will call him safe. The Kemper section not too happy with that one, they thought that Leonard got the tag down in time. Nonetheless, still a 3-1 count here for Potterbaum as he gets back onto the mound. I do like, you know, for Potterbaum that he's trying to challenge the runner over there, keeping him on his toes. Potterbaum now looking back over at first once again over the shoulder. He'll come home this time, and he goes up and inside, and it'll bounce off the backside of the wall. Pudenz missing the ball there for a minute as it came off pretty hot. We'll advance the runner to second off of the base on balls anyway from Ethan Hill. So we'll have a walk and a single, putting a runner at first and a runner at second as we send our first lefty of the night, Noah Jedlicka. He'll be the first lefty of the night here. So it looks like Kemper will adjust their defense a little bit. They're going to play Leonard deeper out from first base. Nobody holding on at second just yet. We got a runner at first and second being Iberg and Hill. Two outs on the board, fresh count here. No runs scored for Trainer just yet. Potterbaum looking back at second. Mayhall trying to keep the runner on. Potterbaum going to send the breaking ball, and will catch the zone to get the 0-1 count early.
Yeah, I think important for Landon to start with the strike there. We got to get up, and we got to challenge. And like I say, I keep saying the efficiency word.
And to get this one now, for Landon's got to close it out. You know, two outs on the board. You don't want to give anything up early. Potterbaum looked back at second a couple of times. Now going to take it home. He'll take the inside breaking ball, just missing the mark and getting the leg of Jedlicka, which will send him to first. They'll move Hill to second, and they will move Iberg to third, which will load the bases with two outs to go. Colton Lane, the DH, coming in to hit here. And for Landon and for the Knights here, you got to make a play, got to do something to get out of this one without giving up a run.
Yeah, we had a great start. Two strikeouts to start the inning, and a hit, and two walks. So see if he can battle here and get out of this inning.
And Pudenz, you know, not a veteran catcher, but doing a veteran catcher move there, going up to his pitcher and saying, hey, you got this. I'll guide you where I want the ball, and I'll guide you what we need to throw, but let's get this thing done with two outs on the board. Potterbaum now looking over to third this time once again. Now looking home, ready to pitch. First pitch on the way, going to be swung on and missed by Colton Lane, and an 0-1 count against him. And I think that was the first one in a while we've seen Potterbaum go with the fastball down the middle. He was throwing a lot of breaking balls, but that one went straight at him. 0-1 count, two outs to go on the board. Pottabaum's pitch this time, going to go fastball again, this time up just out of the zone. And they're going to try and see if he went on that one. You saw a lot of the Kemper Knights from the dugout pointing and saying he might have turned the bat around a little bit there, but the 1-1 count will face Lane on the next pitch. Two outs to go. Pottabaum waiting for his pitch from Pudens. Pudens going to set up outside, then move it back in. Going to go up and just missing the inside corner that time with the fastball. Going to make it 2-1.
Yeah, I don't think he's missing by much, right? He just needs to make a little adjustment. He's not missing by much, so.
And with that, you know, that's kind of the early season stuff. You know, you're not fully dialed in yet. Is that one just up once again? And the officials making their zones very known right now. Our umpire at the home plate, he's making it known. You know, you got to be very close to the zone to get something here. I'm going to make my zone known very well here for at least Kemper so far. We'll see with Trainer coming up here very soon. But a 3-1 count for Pottabaum. Pitch on the way, going to go down the middle of the strike zone. Lane thought he was going to get the walk there, kind of turned back, looked like he was going to flip the bat and get over to first, but now a full count here. And big thing for Landon, just put it in the zone. You got your defense behind you ready to go.
Yeah, you have no choice right now. You got to challenge him. We haven't seen him swing the bat yet, so I'd challenge him and see what he has.
Pottabaum waiting for the pitch. He's going to go straight at him down the middle. Swing and a miss. We'll strike him out to start this first inning. Three strikeouts for the Kemper Knights. No runs scored as Trainer going to leave three stranded. Kemper going to go down to the bottom of this first and see if they can get some damage done here on 93.7 KKRL.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
Welcome back here on 93.7 KKRL. Mason Neal and Justin Yatbar with you guys here for opening night of baseball for the Kemper Knights and for the Trainer Cardinals here, as we have got a scoreless top of the first as the Kemper Knights able to escape after getting three on base, and Trainer just not able to get it done in that first inning here. We've got Jaden Jensen on the mound here for the Trainer Cardinals. Looking at him, he throws very, you know, over the top, not three-fourths, not sidearm there. He's a very over-the-top thrower. But you've also got another one of those senior leaders we talk about, and Thomas Pottabaum stepping out and DHing in the leadoff position. Pottabaum, the right-handed hitter, going to be facing a right-handed pitcher. Jensen going from the windup, will throw it, and finds the mark to start things off. When you look at Pottabaum's last season, 15 hits, 7 RBI, 16 runs scored, and 12 walks. Also had a couple of stolen bases. Second pitch, breaking ball, goes through the zone at the right time, as they will give him a 0-2 count. And Trainer coming out to a hot start, and that's kind of what they want from this senior pitcher.
Yeah, I would like to see Tommy be aggressive here. You know, with his speed, gets on the base fast and can cause some issues.
Pitch on the way. Pottabaum going to pop this one up just over the head of the pitcher, and it's going to get down. Pottabaum racing to first and will make it. A nice job there from Thomas Pottabaum. Just a little blooper over the pitcher's head, and there was nobody there in time to turn and make the play at first.
Yeah, Mason, there's that speed we talked about, right? Just making contact, putting pressure on the defense. Not a very hard hit ball, but placed perfectly, and now we got a runner on board with no outs.
And now you bring up one of those guys that's got some pop in his bat, and that's Landon Potabom last season. 23 hits, 18 RBI, 7 runs scored. So a guy that can get you another guy around here. Thomas over at first, going to be leading off good. Landon looks at that curveball and got a lot of movement on that pitch. Jensen really brought that thing way out, and it swung all the way back in. 0-1 count now. Thomas over at first, going to be leading off a little bit. Gets a couple more hops going. Pitch on the way to the plate. Ball going to be dropped at the plate by Larson as it was out and away, making the count now 1-1. And for Trainer here, they're playing about as straight up as you can get. There's a decent gap between first and second here if you can go opposite. And there's a decent gap in the outfield down the right base or the first base line. Is that fastball going to miss up? And we'll make it now a 2-1 count. But for Kemper on the offensive end, it's impressive, you know, that you get the leadoff hitter to start the season here. But it's more impressive if you can get him and a couple of other guys around to start the year.
Yeah, I think with Trainer's catcher, they're probably not going to run. He's got a great arm. He's experienced. So, I don't see him trying to steal a lot of bases tonight. But they need to look when the ball's in the dirt and look for those opportune times.
3-1 count here facing Landon. This pitch going to be down center for the strike. And I'm not surprised on that call there from Larson behind the plate to just say, let's go at him. I mean, Landon hasn't taken a swing of the bat yet. We'll get him at a full count, and we'll see now if he's willing to take a swing here. Full count pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Potabom going to send it out and over the fence. Just not straight in front of him. The fence to his right there going to be fouled off, so he will face yet again another full count pitch here. On deck going to be the catcher, Alan Pudence. In the hole going to be Charlie Mayhall. So you've got a lot of pop in the bat between 2, 3, and 4. Full count pitch going to be coming up here in just a minute. And they're going to go down the middle, and he's going to poke it out into right field, and it will get down. Thomas going to round second and will stay on in the single there from Landon Potabom, getting him on over at first.
Yeah, good job by Landon there, sitting back, driving it to right field. That's what they want, is, sit back, especially when you have a kid throwing a lot of curveballs. You got to be able to sit back on those and go the opposite field.
And with that, Landon gets to jog back to the dugout there. They've got Cooper Thielen running for him tonight, one of two courtesy runners they've got on their roster here. And, you get two great coaches coaching things up, as you've got Michael Barta kind of talking to the second base runner here in Thomas Potabom. You got Riley over at third. So you've got two guys that'll lead you here. For the batters, you got to get them around. Pudence, another right-handed hitter here. This one going to be breaking ball outside, missing the mark, starting off with a 1-0 count. And for Kemper, it is huge for a guy like Pudence or a guy like Mayhall to get this ball in play, get it down into a gap, maybe get Potabom around here. Pitch on the way. This one going to go at it. Pudence going to get it up in the air, and this will be short right field. It'll be fielded here by Judlich, and they're going to look to send him to second or to third, but they will not. All right. And that'll be a nice play out of the right fielder, Jedlicka, and he gets the flyout to end Pudence's first at-bat.
Yeah, those flyouts to right field, they're never easy here at Merchants Park with that sun, but he made a nice play. Thomas at second base.
Charlie Mayhall last season, the lone home run for the Kemper Knights on the year. He's got some pop in his bat here if he can get one going. Pitch on the way here. Going to go at him and off the head of Mayhall, and he wears it. And I tell you what, I don't know if Coach Ken Massey for soccer, if your best soccer player just wears a ball off the dome there. He's probably somewhere pretty nervous about that one as they've got their playoff run coming up, but a nice job there from Mayhall, and you expect that from a senior kid like that to just not move and let it hit you. Going to have loaded bases, one out. It'll be Ben Cook, the left fielder, coming to the plate. You'll have Mayhall at first. You'll have Thielen at second. You've got Potabom over at third. Pitch on the way from Cook. Breaking ball outside, missing the mark, making it 1-0. Against him so far. And for Kemper, this is perfect striking distance if you can get it through the infield, but this is also perfect turn two distance if you're a Trainer to get out of this inning. Pitch on the way here, going to be fouled up, going towards this far side over the dugout of the Kemper Knights, making it 1-1. And, you know, Justin, for a guy like Ben Cook, this is how you start the season. You could get, you know, you could get a couple of guys around, get your season off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, Ben, he's got some pop in his bat, and, you know, he's played a lot of baseball. He's new to the team this year, but excited to see what he can do. And
he's going to go down the third baseline, stepping on it, and the throw over to first. Going to be there, not in time, so the run going to score here. We'll have an out at third, which will be Thielen. He will be thrown out at third for the second out, or stepped on the bag over there at third for the out. But Thomas Pottebaum coming around to score off of the RBI by Ben Cook, making it 1-0 Kemper Knights to start things off.
Yeah, really close play there at first. And, you know, Ben hustled down the line and got a run for the Knights.
Ryman now going to be over at the plate. You'll have Mayhall at second. You'll have Cook at first. Pitch on the way, missing. Well, they'll actually call it in. I thought it would have been a little bit low on that one, but they call the outside corner in on that one. We're going to have an 0-1 count here for Ryman. Pitch on the way, going to be low. It'll be fielded there by Larson. A nice job of keeping it in front of him and popping up right away. Going to keep the ball in front of them because, you know, a guy like Mayhall and Cook, they can get from first and second to second and third there if that one's through. Now a 1-1 count. Larson kind of walking things off there. May have not taken that ball the best way. Again, we've got another game over on Kick 106.7. That started here recently with Coon Rapids Baird and ESAC. It's about 7:40 right now, and we are through half of this first inning, as we'll have Jensen stepping off and turning back towards second there, keeping Mayhall at home. Mayhall now going to get a bigger lead once again here. Nobody holding him on at second. You've got Chambers moving towards the bag a little bit. Jensen's pitch coming on the way here. Going to be a breaking ball just outside of the zone. We'll make it 2-1 against Ryman here. And for Kemper, this is the time for them to kind of put the pedal to the metal here. You got two outs. You're a 2-1 count here. Ryman, one of your better hitters from a season ago as well. You kind of need to get Mayhall or Cook around. Ryman going to take this one, a shot to center, and it will be caught by Walton down center lane for the fly out here, ending the inning. Three outs on the board, but Kemper going to leave two stranded and score one here to make it 1-0 Kemper Knights. We're going to go ahead and step away the top of the second inning coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here to the CB Sports Network coverage of the Kemper Knights against the Trainer Cardinals today. And this kind of beautiful evening into the nighttime we've got going on here at Historic Merchants Park. And I kind of mentioned this to you, Justin, in the break here. I look at Landon's pitch, and he's got a beautiful stride. I mean, he's a long, taller kid, and he's got a nice stride towards the plate there. And I think that's something that's kind of developed over his 4 to 5 years of throwing the ball for the Kemper Knights in high school.
Yeah, you can tell he's worked really hard at pitching and, you know, hoping for a good senior year for him. And he's got to settle in here in the second inning and challenge this bottom of the lineup.
You've got Cale Eitman, the left fielder, starting things off as he's going to go straight at him, check swing. Going to be called for a strike. It's the good thing about having multiple officials there as your home plate umpire turns towards the first base side and the official out there calling it a swing. So an 0-1 count against Eitman. Potterbaum going straight at him this time. This time going to go outside and gets it as well. And he's gone back-to-back fastballs. One up and one kind of low and away. Now getting the 0-2 count start things off.
Yeah, you can tell a little different approach with the 7, 8, 9 hitters here. Lots of fastballs to start.
So the head football coach, Ryan Steinkamp, over to our right down here. Is the breaking ball going to miss low and away? Looking to see if Eitman would chase down the line on that one. And that's one thing I will say. A lot of these spring sports and summer sports do well when the weather starts to get a little better. You see coaches, fans, players, all of that stuff coming through. Is the breaking ball there missing up on that one? Going to make it 2-2. But that's the one thing I love about summer, about softball, about baseball, is the kids aren't in school. And the games are so late that you're getting so many fans. You're getting a ton of people into the stands. Potterbaum's pitch going to go at him this time, fouled off, and hopefully nobody's car is parked out there for slow pitch. And
full parking lot, Mason. Yeah. I think something probably got hit there.
Yeah, whether it's off the bounce or whether it's a straight ball to the car there, that time you got to hope it's not any of our cars, but hopefully that car is all right. Is the breaking ball going to find the zone? Four strikeouts so far for Landon Potterbaum as he's got two looking and he's got two swinging there, starting things off with that first out. And that's one way to start your senior season is, you know, you get three strikeouts in that first inning and you start the second inning with a strikeout once again.
Yeah, I really like what Landon did there is fastball, changed eye level and then came with that curveball and kind of frozen.
One out on the board. Up now, Ethan Chambers. He's going to go swing and a miss, starting things off with the fastball right at him to get the first strike on the board. One out, one strike on the board as well. 0-1 count now, two hits for Kemper, one for Trainer. That one going to be a breaking ball, sweeping through the zone at the right time there to make it 0-2. And he's just kind of caught this fire here in this second inning. You know, he had a couple of batters there with Larson Hill and Jedlicka that were a little bit of a struggle in the first inning. But Potterbaum now 0-2, breaking ball up high. No good on that one, making it a ball. But he's really found his stride so far.
They're really mixing it up. A lot of change ups, curveballs, fastballs. They're just changing eye levels. They're changing speed.
1-2 count, pitch on the way. They're going to go at him through the zone and a strikeout. And Chambers was not happy kind of on that one. He turned and kind of had that shocked expression of, I'm surprised that one was it. But back-to-back strikeouts looking here as we go to the ninth batter of the rotation at Cale Walton. Walton going to be the center fielder, made the play to end the first inning for the Kemper Knights. They're one out away from getting out of this second inning now with no runs on the board. Potterbaum waiting on the 0-0. They're going to swing and foul this one off, and it's straight back, and it will... Didn't hit a car, actually. Thought we were going to get one hitting the cars behind us, and that's the good part about Merchants Park now is I can turn around. We used to be sitting up in front of this press box, but I can turn around and see if I'm parked out there or if anyone else is parked out there, if their car is going to get hit. 0-1 pitch on the way from Potterbaum goes straight at him. This one out to left field, and it'll be into the glove of Ben Cook for the flyout, and the Kemper Knights getting out of this inning 3-3. And 3-3 as we head to the bottom of the second here on 93.7 KKRL 1-0 Kemper Knights.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
are back here with the middle of the Kemper lineup in the middle of the second inning as well. It has been a fun start to this game as the Kemper Knights lead 1-0, bringing up a guy that I've seen have a lot of pop in the bat, Nash Leonard. I mean, I saw him last year in JV ball put one over into the slow pitch fields right over that fence with the 322 sign. And with him being a lefty, that 322 sign looks very good for lefty hitters.
Yeah, Nash has a lot of power. Another year of maturity and experience, so we'll see if it pays off.
Fresh count for Leonard. Pitch on the way from Jensen. Going to go down the middle. Leonard putting the bat up a little bit that time, but still looking to see kind of early in the season. First time facing a pitcher that's not your own besides scrimmages. So, you know, that time, just let it go by and see where you're at here. 0-1 pitch on the way. This one down the middle. Leonard taking a cut at it, and it misses down low. So an 0-2 count now for Nash. And it would be nice, you know, to open up the season. You want to get one out into right field, maybe down the line there as they play a little bit towards the scoreboard out there. And for the right fielders, it's hard to see the ball when it's in the air. Pitch on the way here. Leonard going to take it through the infield, and he will get the leadoff single for this second inning. He'll round first, but will stay home for the leadoff single.
Really good piece of hitting there by Nash. He was patient. He waited for that pitch to enter the zone and just turned on it. Hard hit baseball right there.
And a nice job, too, you know, that time turning, rounding first, looking to see maybe if an error was made out in right field. And that's just smart running here as we've got Brendan Benami. He's the right fielder coming up to bat here. He's going to lead off the bunt. It's in the air. Catch going to be made by the pitcher, Jensen, there for the flyout. And that's kind of worst-case scenario when you're going for the bunt is that thing gets up in the air and it gets far enough up that it gets back to the pitcher. So Leonard going to stay over at first, and it'll bring up now Griffin Bauer.
Yeah, I think it was hard to tell there if he was trying to get a sacrifice or kind of bunt for a hit, but not a good situation there. You want to get that runner advanced to second some way, but got a rebound.
One out on the board now. Bauer up to hit. Set up a little outside pitch on the way, going to go outside, and a nice frame job there from Larson to get it back down center for strike number one. Bauer, the ninth hitter of the lineup, so we will have Potabom possibly coming back up here, and that is Thomas Potabom. I'll try and differentiate him and Landon as that one's sweeping through the zone as well, making it 0-2. But for Bauer here, if you can get on base, you've got some guys under you that can get you and Nash and maybe even Thomas around. 0-2 count, one out, pitch on the way. Bauer going to take this one up and outside of the park. It'll head behind us for a foul, keeping him at 0-2.
Good aggressive cut there by Griff.
Lights are currently on. The sun's starting to set over the east side of Historic Merchants, or excuse me, the west side of Historic Merchants Park. Over at first, Jensen's pitch at the plate going to be outside, missing that low corner, making it now 1-2 in favor of the Cardinals here. A 1-0 score in favor of Kemper. Bauer kind of crowding the plate. They're going to throw fastball at him. Bauer going to turn it down the third baseline. Hopper off of the foot there of Vorthman, and he's going to throw first and will be safe. Leonard going to turn and turn to third. He's going to get down and he's going to be safe. So you'll get a single out of Griffin Bauer, which turns into runners over at third and first. And that was probably best-case scenario for Kemper out of that play there, is that they looked over at first, bobbled the throw for a minute, and Leonard, having that base-running IQ, turns and is able to get around second and get over to third, putting himself in scoring position.
Yeah, the aggressiveness. Coach Bach, he's aggressive on the base pass, and it showed there. They saw that throw going across, and Nash wasn't hesitating, and he slides into third.
Wouldn't be surprised if you see Bauer maybe take off here pretty soon. Leonard leading off well at third. Pitch on the way for Potabom. He's going to take it up. It's a fly ball over at first. Bauer going to get over to the bag, and the catch going to be made there by Ethan Hill. So that'll be a fly out over at first base. Two outs on the board now, bringing up Landon Potabom, who singled in that first inning there and was thrown out. Tagged out over at third. And for this now, for Landon, you could start the game off pitching hot, but this is where you drive in maybe a run, maybe two if you get it out there pretty far. I know he's got the pop in the bat to get it out to the outfield and in one of the gaps. They're going to set him up outside, pitch on the way here. Potabomb going to take this one outside of the zone and will be a 1-0 count.
We'll see what Coach Bach does here, if he puts pressure on the defense and sends Griffin or if he lets Landon hit.
Landon going to let that one find the zone, making it a 1-1 count. Two outs on the board here. Plenty of people going to crowd over at the slow pitch fields. I know we got a food truck in the parking lot as well, so all the festivities. Pitch on the way, breaking ball into the zone there. Potabomb caught looking at that one. Now a 1-2 count. So they're going to probably look to maybe make him chase or something along those marks here. I don't think he'd give a guy like Landon the ball down the middle with a 1-2 count.
No, I think Landon should probably anticipate something curveball here, probably outside the zone.
They go fastball at him. Potabomb going to put that one on the ground and foul it off. And I'm shocked at that call. You know, maybe it's a safety thing to start the season that, you know, we're just going to throw at you. We're going to make our defense play here. But, you know, there's been a lot of those calls where they're not really playing it aggressively pitching. 1-2 count on the board here. About 7:54 our time. Pitch going to be breaking ball outside. They're going to throw down to second. Bauer sliding into the bag. Going to be safe. And Leonard taken off from third will score. Getting the score for the Kemper Knights, there is Nash. Leonard making it 2-0. Bauer getting down and dirty over at second base to get the score.
Yeah, Griff got a great jump there. And Nash, again, the aggressiveness. Nash was ready to go once that ball left the catcher.
Now got another runner in scoring position. Pitch here going to be taken up to center field. This one going to be short. Running up on it will be a Walton. For the fly out there for Landon Potabomb, the Knights still putting one on the board after three outs there. They lead 2-0 here going into the third inning. We'll go ahead and step away from the top of the third. Coming up next.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
May is loaded with flavor at your Carroll Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home? Go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards. Get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
Welcome back here on 93.7 KKRL. The Kemper Knights leading 2-0 over out-of-conference foe Trainer, as they have gotten a hot start so far. Landon Potabomb with 5 strikeouts, giving up only 1 hit. He had a hit-by-pitch and a walk as well here, but on that last sequence, Nash Leonard taking off from third to go home after Bauer stole second. You got Thomas Potabomb and Nash Leonard both scoring. Now 4 hits for the Kemper Knights, and you kind of brought up this point here, Justin. No strikeouts for Kemper so far. None looking, none swinging. They're getting the bat. They're hitting the ball when it's there, and if they're not, they're walking.
Yeah, I think it's really important for this team to put the ball in play, put pressure on the defense. We have a lot of speed, so continue that path of, you know, they're getting deep in the count, but they're also being aggressive and taking their cuts and putting the ball in play.
And I think that's something that, you know, co-head coach Michael Barta brought over from Johnson. Let's just be aggressive here as the breaking ball from Potabomb finds the zone against leadoff hitter Cam Lane. He struck out looking in the first inning here, now gets his second chance in the third inning. But, again, like I said, I think that's something that Barta's brought over from Johnson, is the breaking ball there over the head of Lane this time. And I think, you know, you get Riley, who's that game manager. You know, he likes to get the ball in play. He likes to get guys on base. But then you get Bach, who's kind of that aggressive guy. We're going to run the guys around the base. We're going to hit to try and get people around the bases. There is Potabomb's breaking ball. Finds it once again here, making it 1-2. But I think that's the big mesh that you're getting from these two cousins coaching together.
Yeah, I love it. It's the aggressiveness, but it's the patience. It's hard to blend those. And early on in the season, you're seeing the Knights do a good job of that.
1-2 count for Potabomb here as he's facing Cam Lane. He's going to go fastball at it. Lane going to poke it out to right field. It'll be Brendan Vanami getting under it and gets the flyout for the Kemper Knights as they start off this inning with the flyout from right field. And Vanami, they're making a nice play with the sun in his eyes. And when the sun sets like this, it's pretty harsh on the eyes. So Vanami, you know, gets the sunglasses on, able to see that one here. And we're slowly approaching 8 o'clock as we've got the third inning of our seven-inning game on the air right now. I don't have any updates for you from Coon Rapids and ESAC just yet. I'll see if I can find some. Looks like 4-0, Coon Rapids Baird, as that one fouled straight back from Reese Vorthman. Not surprised, you know, nothing against ESAC, but you're playing one of the better schools in our area, so not surprised that it's 4-0 Coon early in the game.
Yeah, and I think the Knights host ESAC here tomorrow night.
That one, we won't get the courtesy of watching it as Potabom missing the grip on that one. I think he just missed the mark of where he wanted to release that one, making it 1-1 on the breaking ball there. We get the fortunate enough, unfortunate circumstances that we don't get a broadcast or see ESAC Kemper because we will be down at an Airbnb in Des Moines tomorrow night. Potabom's breaking ball that time goes through the zone, and Vorthman wanted to swing, I thought, there. He kind of waited on it, and then went to swing. But by the time he went to swing, it was in the glove of Alex Pudens there.
I think he kind of handcuffed him there is what they'd call that.
1-2 count now. Potterbaum's pitch going to go inside. Breaking ball going to be hit over on a chopper to Caden Honlos at third. He turns and fires to first. Leonard keeping the foot on the bag. And that's what you get when you get those long arms and those long legs of Nash Leonard. He can keep his feet on the bag even if that throw isn't perfect. They still get the 5-3 ground out.
Yeah, I don't think the trainers, coaches agree with that. I think they thought Nash was off the bag there. And trainer coach talking with the home plate ump.
I don't know if that's Coach Sanders or not. I didn't get the chance to fully talk to them in the pregame. I got to talk a little bit about, you know, lineups and that type of stuff, but other than that, kind of short and sweet as we had a JV game before this, but trainer's coach coming over and just never know what they're saying, but with the circumstances there of that kind of being one of those bang-bang plays, you figure he's probably like, hey, we kind of think that might have been off, but two outs to start this third inning here for the Kemper Knights. They've got Brody Larson batting now for trainers. This one going to be hit through the infield, and it'll be scooped up by Ben Cook in left field, so the single for Brody Larson going to get him on, and he's 2-for-2. To start his season.
Yeah, you can tell. He's a really good baseball player. He sat back on that curveball and just drove it right through the gap. And you can see why he hit 500 last year.
We're going to bring in Eidberg once again. You've got Ethan Hill now in the right-handed batter's box getting ready to go. We've got Leonard over at first holding on Eidberg. He's going to be the courtesy runner for Brody Larson, who is the catcher for the Trainer Cardinals. Fresh count here, two outs on the board. Leonard's holding on over at first. Potabom looking back at him now. Going to bring the ball home. Breaking ball, going to get the zone. And Hill just a little bit late on that swing once again as well. And Potabom really getting that kind of reaction out of a lot of the hitters so far, as we don't know if we want to swing just yet. And then by the time you decide, it's a little too late.
Yeah, important batter here for Landon. Last time, you know, walked him and then kind of got himself into jam. So important batter here.
Pitch on the way, 0-1. Going to be a little chopper down the third base line and will be foul. And I like the athleticism and the speed of Potabom there to know that, you know, it's going to be a tough play for Hondos to run straight down that bag or straight down that line and get to that one. Potabom chased it down and was kind of there himself already. Gives you a couple of options of who you want to throw over to first.
Yeah, and I think we didn't mention because of the discussion between trainer's coach and the home plate umpire, but Caden made a really nice play on that grounder, the third to first. It was not hardly hit, and he came and got it, made a great play.
0-2 pitch, going to be out of the zone, going to make it 1-2 now. We've got Kemper Knights and Trainer Cardinals baseball here on the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. We'll have this game podcasted tonight a little bit later. You can go back and listen to it on there. We'll also have recaps on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report, an audio recap of all of our baseball and soccer being played tonight. Potabom breaking ball, just going to miss upstairs for a 2-2 count now with two outs across the board. And like you said, very important batter here. If he can get him either strikeout, ground out, anything like that, it would be a huge batter to get out of this second or this third inning. 2-2 count on the board here. Potterbaum waiting. Likes the pitch. Now got a breaking ball inside and gets him on the strikeout, looking his sixth strikeout of his pitching experience today. 2-0, Kemper Knights, as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Welcome back here on 93.7 KKRL. The Kemper Knights giving up one hit, no runs, leaving one stranded in that last inning, as we have now got Charlie Mayhall, Ben Cook, and we got Alex Putin's Charlie Mayhall and Ben Cook starting things off for the Kemper Knights here in this bottom of the third inning. We're getting to about the midway point here very soon. Pitch on the way for Pudence on his 0-0 count. Pudence going to swing a little bit late on that one and miss for strike number one. The 0-1 count now going to face Pudence here on deck. Charlie Mayhall giving you a little bit of power throughout the start here as Pudence going to take this one. A short chopper out to Cam Lane at short. He's going to turn and fire over to first for Ethan Hill for the 6-3 ground out.
Good play by the shortstop there.
And, you know, he kind of runs up on that one, hands it, and just fires it over. And kind of a routine play there. And, you know, early in the season, I've said it a couple of times now, those are plays that can sometimes go wrong when you're this early into the season. But for that one, kind of a routine play. Seems like he's made that one plenty of times in practice. Fresh count for Charlie Mayhall. They're going to go straight at him. Mayhall swinging and missing on that one. Maybe caught the catcher a little off guard there as it kind of popped him in the face mask. An 0-1 count now facing Mayhall. Got one out on the board. The sun's starting to get underneath the bleachers here on the backside. We'll get the beautiful new lights here as Mayhall taking another cut at that one and missing on the swing there. He was hit by pitch on his first pitch of his first at-bat in the first inning.
Charlie being very aggressive.
I think he's a guy that really wants to put the bat on the ball here, and they're going to have a breaking ball there. Drop three strike. He's going to take off for first. Drops the bat, throw to first. Going to be in time there, and Hill was over kind of in front of the courtesy bag there to make the play, and Mayhall kind of collided with him. And I don't think that that one was very liked by the Kemper dugout, I would say. It was kind of a reaction of, hey, what are you doing on that side of the bag there? But, you know, sometimes you drift that way with a catcher being down the line from you. Fresh count now for Ben Cook. Pitch on the way from Jensen. Going to go at him here and finds it. And Jensen really kind of coming alive here. Throwing nothing but strikes so far. One strike against Pudence before his hit. Two against Mayhall before his drop. Three strike. And then Ben Cook now getting his first strike. Jensen's second pitch here, breaking ball. And they will give him his first ball of the third inning.
Yeah, this is what you want. You want pitchers throwing strikes. You want balls being put in play. And
1-1 pitch. This one up and then down and into the zone. And I tell you what, I thought that one was going to be high, but that's what you get with some of those breaking balls, is that it starts really high, and it'll break right into the zone here. 1-2 count with Ryman on deck. Two outs on the board here. Trainer looking to get out of this inning very soon, and that breaking ball finds the zone. And I talk about getting out of this inning very soon. They get out of it, three up and a three down, as we head to the fourth inning here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploff in downtown Carroll or visit toploffclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Welcome back here on the CB Sports Network, 93.7 at KKRL. We have got a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Kemper Knights as we've got the Trainer Cardinals coming up. We've got Noah Jedlicka, we've got Colton Lane, and Kale Eitman starting things off here. Jedlicka had a hit-by-pitch in the first inning and was stranded over at first. One of three runners in that first inning, stranded on bases here. He's looking for his first possible chance to get a hit. 2-0 Knights. Potterbaum's first pitch going to go straight at him on the fastball, and a nice scoop there from Trainer's coach down the third base line off of the foul ball. 0-1 count now. We've got plenty of media here today. We've got some different photographers, you know, and all of those people. We've got, I think we're the only radio station covering tonight. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball there. The bunt going to be pulled back and away from Jedlicka. So a 1-1 count now facing Jedlicka. And I kind of looked at our Twitter, peeked to see how Coon Rapids Baird was doing and CSAC. They score 7 in their third inning to make it 11-0. And in baseball, there is a mercy rule. So I think after 5, that would do it. But I think it's 15 after 3 is the bunt going to be put down. Potterbaum going to fire it to first and missing the mark there. Leonard put the glove up and then pulled it back kind of at the last second there as you've got to throw over to third as Mayhall will scoop that one up. So it will be an error over at first. Going to turn it into 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. It kind of looked like it hit the batter's helmet. But I couldn't see for sure if it was a helmet or if it was off the glove. I know the sun's starting to set now, so that could have definitely played a role.
Yeah, that was a weird kind of circumstance there because Leonard had his glove up like he was about to catch it, and then almost like, you know, maybe he got in the way or maybe he thought the ball was going to get hit by him or something, but he turned and kind of put the glove back. So something must have been in the way there as the leadoff error going to get it all the way to second. They're going to turn and fire to second. Now Jedlicka sliding back into the bag. Now we've got Colton Lane struck out in that first inning. Now we're going to get his second chance at the bag. Fresh count for him here after the throw out attempt at second. Ryman kind of scaring Jedlicka to stay. Pitch by Potterbaum, breaking ball through the zone, finding it for a strike number 1. And he's been very consistent with those balls. I mean, there's not a whole ton of wild pitches here tonight. It has been very consistently around the zone.
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been throwing a lot of curveballs, which we didn't see a lot of that last year from him. So,
1 pitch. This one going to go back to the breaking ball and missing it up high here on deck. Going to be Kale Eitman and Ethan Chambers in the hole here. So kind of that back half of the lineup for a Trainer in this fourth inning. They trail 2-0. Got a runner at second in Jedlicka. Pitch on the way from Potterbaum goes with the fastball and finds that corner. And I think that, you know, he's become so comfortable with his fastball that he's more comfortable even throwing some other stuff, knowing that he can come back to that fastball when he needs it. 1-2 count on the board in this top of the fourth inning here on 93.7 KKRL. Pitch going to be in the zone and a strikeout swinging for Colton Lane, the 7th strikeout for Landon Potterbaum to start his season.
Yeah, that's a good bounce back for Landon there after that air hit. I'm not sure what they scored it, but that runner on second, you buckle in, you get outs, and you chip away at these until you get three of them.
One out to go now, or one out on the board, excuse me. You got Eichmann in the batter's box. He struck out looking to start the second inning. Pottabaum looking back at second year, Ryman holding him on. They're going to go at the plate now, and the fastball going to miss low for a ball number one. Again, tonight is our final baseball broadcast to start the year. We'll go to state track, cover all of that stuff until Saturday, and then next Monday we are fully back into it. We'll still type all of the results on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. You can find all of that at sports.1380kcim.com. Fastball out to that outside corner is going to connect for strike number one. 1-1 count, one out facing Eichmann. Pottabaum, this could be a game where you see Pottabaum, you know, not a whole ton of pitches so far. He could possibly go the full seven if they want him to. Big breaking ball this time, finding it, and will make it a strike number two. But the big thing, you know, you got a game tomorrow. You've got games next week. For Coach Bach or Coach Barta, whoever holds the pitchers kind of in their hands here, you got to figure out that sweet spot of, do we want to throw him this entire time? Do we have someone we trust to come in for him? What do we think here? As that one, a swing and a miss. Going to be strike number three and a second strikeout of this inning, eighth of the night for Landon Pottabaum. And I tell you what, eight strikeouts through four innings is not a bad start to your season.
No, and you were talking about how long he can go, and he's throwing it very well, obviously, and it's early in the year, so you don't know those variables that are in play, but I think you're going to ride this hot hand until he tells you different.
Breaking ball there, and you say hot hand, he found the zone with that breaking ball, making it 0-1. Once again here, if you can go three strikeouts in this inning here, I think they let Pottabaum go until, you don't run him until the wheels fall off, but you run him pretty close to that now with how good he is throwing, and he's keeping you kind of arm's length away in this game. 0-1, Pottabaum going to step off here, wiping the glove hand onto his legs there. You know, it's starting to get summer. You'll see a lot of that during the summer, a lot of sweat, all of that stuff going on here, and that affects sometimes pitchers and their ability to grip and ability to throw the ball. Pottabaum's pitch here, going to miss outside. Pudin's going to keep it up. They're going to send the runner to third. Throw on the way, tag, and he's out. The Kemper Knights going to get out of this inning. They're not even having to pitch that third one as they go almost three up, three down. Chambers will be back up in the fifth inning, but the Knights up 2-0. We're going to go ahead and step away. Back on 93.7 KKRL.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Welcome back here on 93.7 KKRL. Noah Ryman, Nash Lender, Brendan Benami, two up for the Kemper Knights as we are through three and a half, which is just about the halfway point of this first game. I see Charlie Mayhall now warming up in the bullpen for the Kemper Knights here, as they probably expect, you know, maybe not to get a full seven out of Landon Pottabaum. Still nursing kind of that injury he got from tennis as well here. Don't know if he's a full 100%. And Mayhall's kind of that speed guy that you get here. 1-0 pitch. Going to miss outside.
Yeah, but Mason, it's early in the season. You know, everybody kind of handles pitch counts differently, et cetera. So that's definitely a role. We're only at May 20th or May 19th, whatever date it is. So we'll see if Charlie's just getting warm, staying loose, or if he's coming in.
Yeah, and with that, you know, if Landon keeps throwing the way he is, as Ryman, going to get the walk-off, I'm fully out of my game here on this one, the leadoff walk. I was trying to mesh words there for a minute, but a 4-0 leadoff walk there for Ryman. He didn't even take the bat off his shoulder on that final one. He kind of stepped out and was like, I know you're not going to throw it in the zone. I'm going to go take my my early walk here. They put Ryman, who's a dangerous base runner, on the bags here. Nash Leonard started his night with a single through the first and second base line. Pitch on the way for him outside and just in the zone enough for the strike number one. He also scored off of the steal from third. So we will get a 0-1 count now for Leonard. Ryman, big lead at first. Pitch on the way here. They're going to go straight at him, just barely outside of the zone, underneath for a 1-1 count now. And for Nash, I mean, you don't probably want to throw something straight at him the whole time because he's a kid that will adapt and he'll find his sweet spot of the bat. 1-1 count now, pitch on the way, breaking ball, going to be swung on and missed. And that's some of the problems early in the season as well, is you haven't seen other pitchers breaking balls a whole ton. You see your own guys, you see maybe a scrimmage here or there, but you haven't seen these type of breaking balls sometimes.
As Trainor's pitcher, he comes from way over the top. It's a little different angle than probably what any of our kids have seen in the spring. And
low and outside on that one, 2-2 count now. I was trying to see if I can pull up Twitter here once again and see if I can see where Kuhn's at. Looks like after 3, 11-0 still. So I think two more innings for them possibly if Isak doesn't get it going. And the pitch through the zone, a strikeout looking for a Nash Leonard. And that is the second strikeout of this game, first one of this inning here. Brendan Benami now stepping in. The right fielder had a fly out off of the bunt attempt in the second inning. One out on the board here, pitch to him. He's going to look at it, and it's going to go straight to the glove through the zone for strike number one.
Both pitchers throwing a lot of curveballs, and more importantly, throwing a lot of curveballs for strikes.
Benami just kind of waiting for his pitch here. 0-1 count, pitch on the way this time. Fastball, Benami going to foul it up and back, and it will, let's see if it hits this truck. It will bounce off the front of it. So, you know, contact for contact there is a foul ball going to make it 0-2. And that's the fun part about Merchants Park is if you want a short walk, you risk your car. But if you want your car, you take the long walk. 0-2 count, 2-0 on the board for the Kemper Knights. Pitch on the way, Benami takes it down the third base line. And a hit to left field here. The single for Brendan Benami gets him over at first and moves Ryman to second. A nice job there from Benami to get around on that one, get it down between the third baseman and left fielder. And a nice job of both of those guys rounding second and rounding first to see if they could possibly get more.
Yeah, good piece of hitting there. He just kind of went down, went with the pitch, and you know, just found a gap there. That's what you got to do.
8:21 our time here. Griffin Bauer, a single back in the second inning, stole second as well. Pitch on the way for him. He's going to watch it go low, and they're going to send their runners throwing it down the line. He misses the mark here, and a rare miss from Larson sends Ryman home and will score the run. And that's a rare miss for Larson. I mean, that's one that, you know, he's not really used to doing there, but that puts Benami in scoring position at third as well. And a 1-0 count against Bauer. So Kemper looking like they're in the driver's seat here in this bottom of the fourth inning. One out on the board, 1-0 count. Pitch on the way here. Bauer going to take it and chop it off for a 1-1 count now. You've got leadoff Thomas Potterbaum and Landon Potterbaum after Bauer here, if he can get the ball in play. But a nice job there again from both guys, Ryman and Benami, recognizing that one's passed. Is Bauer going to take this one to left field? And it will be a catch. They'll throw it in towards home. And Larson going to pick it up and keep it in front of him there. And that kind of a confusing one as well, because I think Bauer ran it fully out. And it looked like the ball maybe would have dropped from our perspective, but they call it that fly ball in left field for out number two.
Yeah, weird player out there. I couldn't really see from here if he caught it. It kind of, when he went to catch it, he kind of brought it down into the to the grass. But umpire had a great look at it and called it a catch. And
two outs now, ball in the dirt there. For ball number one, this fourth inning, they've batted through. This is the fifth batter, so they batted through four. Got Coach Barta talking to Landon Pottebaum as he's getting ready to hit, possibly. Pitch on the way there for Thomas. Breaks through the zone, and he kind of turned the shoulder at it, just didn't take the cut. Again, we're almost at now 8:30, our time here. Mr. Casey Miner is asking our score. I know he's very concerned here. This one going to be a chopper to third, and it gets through. And a score there for Brennan Vanami as he gets in and scores for the Kemper Knights there. And I'm going to call that one a hit. That's a hard play for that third baseman there, the single for Thomas Pottebaum as he gets the RBI.
Yeah, third baseman is playing up on the grass, and, you know, they have to with Tommy's speed, and he kind of just found that gap right between third base and shortstop.
4-0 Kemper here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've got two in this inning as well. Landon Pottebaum up to hit with Thomas Pottebaum there. Pottebaum going to take it to center in a one-hop. That'll turn, and they'll throw it to third. And the single there for Landon Pottebaum going to keep things rolling for the Kemper Knights here, sending up Alex Pudence. And the funny part about this, I don't think Pudence was ready to go, as we're going to get a courtesy runner for Landon Pottebaum here, which will be Hunter Tongis. And I don't think Pudence was ready to go. I don't think Mayhall was ready to go, but we're getting to that point where they got to be ready to go, because Pudence had to take off all the catcher's gear. Mayhall had to get his batting stuff on as he was throwing in the bullpen just a couple of minutes ago. So they're like, you know, we love this rolling here, but, you know, we weren't ready to keep getting back up. Fresh count now for Alex Pudence. He had a fly out to right field and then a ground out to short. He's 0 for 2 on the night. Two outs on the board here. Runners at first and second. Pitch off the head of Pudence. He ducked away from it. And it'll be a hit by pitch, sending Pudence to first, sending Tongis to second, and sending Pottebaum to third. Bringing up Charlie Mayhaw here. We've got Coach Bach talking to his third baseman over there, or his runner at third. We've also got another sub into the game here. Going to be Austin Pudence running for Alex as he's over at first here. A couple of courtesy runners for your pitcher and catcher. Bringing up now Charlie Mayhall, who is hit by pitch and then 0 for 1 with a ground out. Or a drop 3 strike, excuse me. Pitch on the way here. Mayhall taking it inside, and they call it a strike.
Big spot for Charlie here. Bases loaded. You have a chance to kind of blow this game open a little bit. See if he can deliver.
0-1 pitch coming up here soon. Power guy, if he can get into the outfield. Breaking ball outside. A nice job there again from the catcher Larson to keep that one in front. Because if that one comes back, Pottebaum, there's no doubt Pottebaum's making it there. 1-1 count. Two outs. Charlie Mayhall up at the plate. 0 for 1 on the night. Pitch on the way for him. This one going to be a breaking ball. This one down and out of the zone once again, and it's 2-1. And if you're a trainer, you don't want to walk in this run here, so you got to hope that Jensen's got enough in the tank, you know, to get you through this inning. If not, you got to hope that you got somebody ready to go in the bullpen. It doesn't look like they do, so they're trusting Jensen to get him out. He's going to take it third baseline here, and it will be hit to Vortham, who runs it out at third for the out, as we have got a great lead for the Kemper Knights here as they head to our fifth inning. Up 4-0 as we come back here on 93.7 KKRL.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years, and now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
Between Landon Potterbaum and Charlie Mayhall here, as Charlie going to be on the mound here, Landon over at short now, so kind of an easy switch for us to make in our minds. Or 5-6, I'm counting out, you know, some of the stuff here and trying to put this up here, but, you know, a nice job from Landon Potterbaum, giving up just the two hits. He's given up a couple of walks in here, as from what I can see, just the one walk, I believe, as well. So I will total all this up coming up in just a little bit. But a nice job from Landon Potterbaum, especially here in his first appearance, as Mayhall taking this one and missing just outside.
Yeah, really nice outing for Landon here tonight.
Yeah, Chambers up to hit here after his first appearance, and Mayhall putting it down the zone for strike number one. Writing down his name, trying to keep all of our books together. 1-1 pitch, going to miss the mark for a ball number two. And, you know, counting up his strikeouts here, you got three in the first inning, five, six, seven, eight strikeouts as that one finds the zone there. And a nice job, though, from Landon Potterbaum as a 2-2 count for Charlie Mayhall here. You could have got two guys that really get you through this game here in Mayhall and in Potterbaum as that one fouled off by...
Yeah, Charlie's definitely thrown a different look. He comes a little more down from the almost a sidearm type of look. So definitely a different look for the trainer hitters as well, which it's good. You change it up, you change eye levels.
Yeah, you know, you don't go from the righty to lefty, and Mayhall starting his night with a strikeout looking for out number one. So he picks up the ball and runs with it right where Landon left it. But, you know, some coaches like to go with that right to lefty type of deal switch here, but it's a nice job here from going from a kind of over-the-top normal pitcher to that almost sidearm pitcher here in Charlie Mayhall, as he's going to go at the lefty hitter here in a Walton and miss just inside and low for a ball number one.
Looks like Kemper's expecting maybe him to lay a bunt down. They're playing definitely up at the corners.
2-0 count now. You've got, like you said here, I think they're bringing up Caden Honlos down the third baseline to see if he bunts it. Nash going to play a little bit back at first. That pitch going to be up, making it 3-0 now. And kind of you hope that Charlie, you know, you want to see him do well here if you're Kemper, because that gives you that opportunity. Is that ball going to be in the zone for strike number one? And I tell you what, he does not waste any time. He gets the ball and he's firing right away. 3-1, pitch from Mayhall. Goes at the batter here and misses it for the first walk and first bag appearance for Cale Walton. One out on the board here, 4-0 Kemper. They've just got to survive three innings without giving up those four runs. Seven hits for Kemper so far, giving up only two, and Mayhall throwing it over to first. Going to be hit off of the body of Chambers there and rolls towards the dugout, so that will advance Walton over to second.
You know, unfortunately, Mason, I think they would have had him too if that ball would have been caught. He had a huge lead right away, and he was kind of still taking his lead, and Charlie caught him off guard and just didn't secure the catch to put the tag on.
So now you got a runner at second, one out on the board here. Going to be your leadoff hitter in Cam Lane at the plate. Pitch on the way there, up towards kind of the head of a lane there for a ball number one. I like, though, that Kemper is being very aggressive, whether that's base running, throwing, trying to throw guys out pitching-wise. They're being very aggressive. This is kind of a rejuvenated Kemper squad, you see, as Mayhall throwing that one sidearm and finding the zone for strike number one. 1-1 count, one out, runner at a second here, and You're going to see also the fielding ability of Landon Potabom here possibly in this game, as you know he's a great pitcher but can also be a very great fielder. 1-1 count. Mayhaw coming in with the breaking ball and finds it. And he doesn't have that huge sweeping breaking ball that you get from Landon or you got from Jensen over on the other side, but he's got a breaking ball that moves just enough to give you the perception of, you know, it's going to be here and then it ends up here.
Yeah, it's a little more 12-6 versus Landon's more like a 10-4 type of sweeper.
That one.
As soon as I say that, he throws a more of a sweeper type of look to him.
And I think they've got some really good pitching depth when it comes to the arsenal that these guys have. And you don't know, I don't know exactly, we can ask in our post game here if that's Barta, Bach, who that is, but it seems like the pitching has very much so improved kind of around the table here. 1-2 count. After the foul ball, Mayhall's pitch up and into the back there of Cam Lane for the hit by pitch. And not a good look when you're up 1-2 in the count there if you're Charlie.
No, not ideal. You don't want to walk the first two batters of an inning. Well, after that strikeout, now we got two runners on because of walks. So see if we can get them to roll into a double play here.
Knights leading 4-0. If you can get the double play, escape this inning. Fresh count here. Give me Reese Vorthman. Struck out and a grounded out, so he's 0-2 on the night. Mayhall's pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss from Vorthman there for strike number one. Beautiful lights. I'm pretty sure they redid these lights here recently as well. I know they added some of this fencing, this extra netting. They added extra bleachers. Merchants Park got that huge overhaul of just getting redone, this beautiful press box. Mayhall stepping off on this one there, but, you know, the beautiful lights, like I said, the press box, the new netting for safety reasons. If you were ever here for a Merchants game and one of those college kids fouled one off at about 120 at you, you know why that netting's now in front, as Mayhall's pitch up and over the head there of Vorthman. But I tell you what, I think all of those were necessary to make Merchants Park kind of as best and as beautiful as it could be.
Yeah, we're invested, right? We're invested in having state tournaments here and the junior college conference championships here, and you know, both the Knights and Tigers and the Merchants. So lots of baseball played on this diamond.
1-1 count for Mayhall. Goes up and behind that time of a Vorthman, and it will be another ball here. And you know, you're looking for something out of Charlie here, and maybe you need to slow up a little bit. You don't need to try and throw as hard as you can. Try and slow up and put it in the zone and trust your defense here, but something, you know, you got to change a little bit of what you're throwing here if you're not able to hit the zone. But for Mayhall, you know, just kind of get comfortable as he steps off here. About 8:36 our time here this evening, as this game, you know, standard baseball length. If you're a fan of baseball, you know these can take a little bit. Mayhall's pitch in the zone. Maybe that's all it took for him, you know, step off, get your composure together, and he throws a beautiful fastball towards the out corner. One out. 2-2 on the board. Up on deck going to be Brody Larson. Has both of their hits tonight. Mayhall waiting for his pitch. Gets ready now. And he'll bring the leg up. Throws it. Breaking ball fouled off from behind. Putin's going to go up and get it there. And that was, if you're Mayhall, that's your pitch. You know, you threw that breaking ball, you're expecting him to swing and miss on it. So now you got to go back to the drawing board if you're Alex Pudenz and give him now another pitch that you think he can get past this batter.
Yeah, that was a really good piece of hitting by the trainer batter here to kind of keep himself alive.
2-2 count, pitch on the way from Mayhall in the zone. It's going to be a short little plopper to second. Ryman picks it up. He's going to turn and throw to third. Benami has to come off the bag and not able to make it. That would have been an easy out if you would have got it there, but Lane going to move over to second. Vorthman going to get over to first on the single there, but, I mean, that one, that's a play if you're Noah Ryman you want back. That was an easy out over at third. You would have had no runners advance, and you would have had two outs on the board, but now one out. Their best hitter's up, and it's a bases-loaded situation.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to pitch to Larson here, but you're definitely going to have to be careful. We've seen him put the barrel on the bat twice, and so you don't want to have him beat us here.
Mayhall's pitch going to be low and inside, missing the mark here. And like you said, you can't throw away from him here, as he's, you know, you got three guys on, so you got to go at him, but you got to attack him in a different way. You're not going to give him just down the middle fastballs the whole time, because it is a 4-0 game. If he puts this thing out, it's pretty much tied. And a miscue there from Mayhall, going to make it now a 2-0.
Yeah, I think they've seen early that he's really aggressive approach at the plate, so maybe you can get him to chase a little bit off and roll over on one, get a double play.
And that'd be huge for the Kuemper Knights here if they can close this inning off. Mayhall's pitch going in the zone and just out. Putin's going to fire it over to Leonard at first. Dangerous play there. Merchants Park notorious for how deep the foul poles are, how deep it is to right and left field. So if that thing gets over, you're scoring one. If it gets out to that at foul pole, you're possibly scoring two. 3-0 count now for Mayhall. You got to work from your back here. Mayhall's pitch going to find the zone. And they'll call it a walk. It was kind of that same similar, you know, area you get when you get one of those strikeouts. They will give him the walk instead, which will score Walton, making it 4-1. We'll still be bases loaded with Lane over at third. Worthman going to be at second, and Larson at first.
Yeah, I think you could. You obviously don't want to walk in anybody, but you know the way Larson has swung the bat early tonight, you don't want him to hit a gap and create some chaos on the base path. So, you know, now you settle in, get after these next two, and get out of here at 4-1.
And Ethan Hill so far, a walk and a strikeout. And if you're Coach Barta, who's coming out there to talk to his guys, if you're Coach Bach, who comes out there to talk to his guys, I mean, you tell Charlie, you tell Alex, all the infielders, one run ain't going to kill you when you're up 4-0. If you would have gotten that kind of, you would have gotten that single through the gap, you would have got a double, a triple, two runs, three runs is really going to hurt you here. So just having that one run on the board, you can get the two outs, come out of this inning still up by three. Now it's time to actually go get those couple of outs.
Yeah, I think he probably told them, keep the ball in the infield, knock everything down,
and Mayhall
get outs.
Going up and catching that one for the flyout towards the foul line for out number two. And that's, if you're Ethan Hill, you want that one back. You swing it and you put it up in the air, and that's an easy play for Mayhall, which now puts all of the other guys in a dangerous position with two outs. So now you have to kind of rely on the fact that you need Jedlicka, who's been hit by a pitch and got on base due to an error.
Yeah, I think best case scenario there, right? Got him to chase one out of the zone and pop one up, and now you got two outs.
Pitch on the way from Mayhall, breaking ball. Going to be outside, making it 1-0. And if you're Mayhall, two outs now, throw something in the zone, trust your defense, because you can go anywhere with this ball and get an out. So this is one of the easier positions as a pitcher here, is just put it in the zone, because Jedlicka hasn't shown that he can hit it as consistently as they'd like, as he misses the mark on that one with a now 2-0 pitch.
No, and he really crowds the plate here. You can tell in his first at-bat he got hit by a pitch, and, you know, he really challenges the pitcher here to throw strikes.
2-0 pitch on the way from Mayhall, out and up, making it now 3-0. And with that being said, I mean, 3-0 now for Jedlicka. You're walking in a run if he doesn't put this into the zone very soon.
I don't see him swinging.
Pitch there from Mayhall down center plate. And smart call there. You know, don't swing on that. It's 3-0, two outs. You've got runners everywhere. You swing on that and put it in the wrong position, it's a for sure out. So you wait and you see if Mayhall's actually going to throw to you here. And now 3-1, Mayhall's got to put his foot on the gas and pitch on the way. He does, down the center lane. And now if you're Jedlicka, that was your pitch. That was down center lane on a 3-1 count there. That was your pitch. Now with 3-2, now you're nervous. I mean, you throw a breaking ball close that could get him to chase. You throw a fastball again, but he's thrown two consistent fastballs. Throws the third and a foul off there by Jedlicka.
You can see Charlie's, you know, just kind of challenging him here, saying my best versus your best and see who wins.
Yeah, and that's kind of the big thing here. He's been consistent with the fastballs on the last two to put him in the zone. Now goes third and puts it in the zone. So you just kind of say, hey, I'm going to put this in the zone. If you're going to hit it, you're going to hit it. If not, we're going to head out of here with only one run. 3-2 pitch from Mayhall, pitches it in the zone, swing and a miss. Getting out of here with only one run on the board. And like we said, Mayhall, he challenges him. He says, you know what? I'm going to make you hit this one to give your team a run. Top of the fifth, one run for Trainer as we step away 4-1 in favor of Kemper.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
We're back here on TV Sports Network 93.7 KKRL, getting a post-game interview with head coach Riley Bach or head coach Michael Barta, one of the guys as well here. As, you know, we talk to Riley all the time, and it would be nice to talk to Barta, but also nice to talk to Riley and kind of understand, you know, what it took to put together a game plan for this and what this game looked like for these young men out there playing. As it has been a fun one so far, 4-1 at Kemper. Going to be starting off with Ben Cook, Noah Ryman, Nash Leonard. And it looks like we're actually on a substitution here. We've got Cooper Thielen coming in to hit instead of Ben Cook. So it looks like our first sub of the year is going to be Cooper Thielen as he's up to hit for the Kemper Knights.
And it looks like Trainer might have made a pitching change.
Trying to see if I got my numbers correct here. Number 9, we will find out who that pitcher is here in just a moment as lay down bunt from Thielen going to be up in the air, and it looks like it'll be a catch and an out. And that one's starting things off for Thielen. Not the exact way you want it. It'll be Braden Neal who comes in to pitch for the Cardinals. So it looks like it was 4 innings for Jensen. And gives up about 4 runs as well. And it'll be Neal's first time pitching. Going to go straight at Ryman. Ryman pop fly into right center. It'll be Walton has to get under it, and he will for the flyout. So back-to-back flyouts on first pitches. Ends things for the Knights here. Up now, Nash and Leonard.
I know Noah's not going to be, you know, happy with 2 of his hits, but what you like is that first one he hit really well to center. That one he just missed to center. You know, when a kid is driving the ball up the middle, that's what you like to see.
And that one a swing and a miss for Nash Leonard here. And if you're going to get Neal coming in and pitching like this, this could be huge for him as, you know, you get a couple of strikeouts, a couple of flyouts, whatever you need so far. You can maybe kickstart their offense if you're a Trainer. But for Kemper, you got to try and figure out a whole new pitcher. Pitch on the way here with the 0-1. Leonard, pop fly, this one heading out, and hopefully your car or anyone else's car is not out there, as that one had some power coming under it. 0-2 count now with 2 outs on the board. We're going to have Leonard stepping back into the box now as 13-0 Kemper, or excuse me, Kuhn after 4. So they're getting things underway here as Leonard going to not swing on that one outside, and, you know, it sucks when we have 2 local teams play each other because, you know, one of them's got to win and one of them's got to lose. And, you know, when you play the number 2 team in a class, it's hard to play against one of those. 1-2 pitch on the way for Leonard. This one going to go outside of the zone low for a 2-2 count. But for the Kemper Knights, they're looking to open up the season with a victory, avenge an 8-0 loss from last season. 2 outs on the board here. And the pitch on the way. This one in the zone, and it'll be a strikeout. So 3 up and 3 down, ending this 5th inning. 2 innings to go. The Knights up 4-1. We'll step away. We're back once again coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Tallying up all of our stuff here for our pitchers, we'll start with Jaden Jensen. Four innings pitched, 22 at-bats, two strikeouts, one walk, seven hits, four runs, two hit-by-pitches. And for Landon Potbaum, four innings pitched, 16 at-bats, eight strikeouts, one walk, two hits, and zero runs. Pitch on the way from Mayhall here, fouled off. Almost caught by one of the assistant coaches for Kemper there. And it will be a foul ball off of the hit of Lane.
Yeah, I think he kind of wanted to play a hero role there and then realized it's 50 degrees and that baseball is cold and made a better decision just letting it go.
Yeah, that's a decision you don't want to feel tomorrow morning. I tell you what, there's the one from trainer's coach down there even with a little grounder. I'm like, you get a glove for a reason in baseball. And if you don't got that glove, you're going to feel it tomorrow as that pitch inside and will catch the elbow of a batting Lane. And you've got Barta coming out here to talk to the official as Coach Bach was kind of a little upset with that call there, saying that, you know, he leaned into it a little bit and the hit-by-pitch will send Lane to first. But Coach Barta coming out, I think he was the more level-headed of the two when that first happened, so I think they sent him out right away to say, hey, let's talk this thing over, because Coach Bach was kind of like, what kind of a call are we making on that one there? You know, from our angle, couldn't really see, but from their angle, they see if he leans or not kind of in the hips.
Yeah, no, as an umpire, that's the toughest, right? Like, they have to have intent to get out of the way of baseball, but doesn't really define what that intent is, if you will. Now, the only thing they might be questioning is, was that in the zone? And his elbow was in the zone, potentially, is what their kind of argument is. But to no avail, they, you know, hit by batter.
It's a tough one to make the play on here, as they're going to have a little bunt down the line, going to be scooped up, and no throw here. So the bunt will get down to advance the runner to second base. Nice job there. Going to put this one down. And we'll get over to first. We'll send Lane to second. No outs on the board here. And Trainer coming out swinging hard. They want to get this one under their belts here. They're bringing up now Chambers, who is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts to start his evening. Struck out to Mayhall to start the fifth inning. We're going to bring Leonard in. They're going to turn the corners in a little bit. Mayhall looking back at second. Pitch on the way. They're going to look at the bunt. Lays it down in front of the bag. Mayhall turns and looks at first. Fires it. And no good. This one going down that foul pole. I said it's going to be a very long one. They're going to send one runner home and will score it. So that will be Lena getting it through. And over to score, making it now 4-2. Going to runner over at third with a zero outs and an error. Going to put Chambers on the bags. And that was probably worst-case scenario if you're Kemper.
That was worst-case scenario. He fielded it well, throw just a little off the mark, and there's just so much room down that right field line. And now you got yourself in here in a jam with no outs, runners on second and third, and going to have to really buckle down with the top of the lineup coming up.
And with that error, you put, you know, that second and third both in scoring position to tie this game up. Breaking ball there from Mayhall, a nice look to put it in. But, you know, after Walton, you bring up Lane at the top of the lineup, you bring up Worthman, and you bring up Larson. So there's not a lot of room for error between 1-3 in these next couple at-bats. One strike on the board here, 4-2 Kemper. Mayhall's pitch on the way outside. Boots it a little bit.
Good play by Alex there. Keep that ball in front of him.
Yeah, Alex, I tell you what, he's for Pudence himself, very composed, looks like a five-year starter on varsity, looks like he's a senior, but for a kid that's a freshman, I think Barta, Bach, this entire program are going to have a really good catcher on their hands for 5 years.
Yeah, they're going to have a great catcher on their hands here for the next 4 years. And
Mayhall, 1-1. Pitch on the way. They're going to try and lay down the bunt. This one at Mayhall. He's going to turn and throw home. Misses the mark, and Pudence colliding with the runner there. This is going to score both to tie up the game, and looks like a little bit of an injury there from Eitman as well. And Mayhall that time, it looked like he almost was trying to throw at the runner, maybe, to try and lead Pudence to get the out there. But, you know, an error that time, they're going to score both, and not a good look for the Knights to open up this the sixth inning.
No, and the Knights have played clean baseball up until this sixth inning here.
And it looks like, you know, Barta's coming out here to talk to his guys and see where we're at here. Wouldn't be surprised if Charlie maybe gets retired for the night here after this rough start to the sixth inning. But now you got to really figure out who you want to throw. And Barta, not too happy. I mean, he's a lot of pointing. It looks very like, hey, guys, you just gave up three runs to start an inning and tie this thing up 4-4. What are we doing out here?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be, you know, field it, throw it, make outs. You know, that first bunt, you know, it was clean and, or fielded cleanly, and, you know, the throw was just a little bit off the mark. But, yeah, I think it's just the basics, right? Stop beating yourselves here and just make the routine plays and get outs. And get themselves a chance to get up to bat and take the lead again.
And with that being said, I mean, if you're Kemper, this is probably the worst start to the inning you want. You were up 4-1 coming into the inning, and now you give up three with no outs, and you bring up the top of the lineup. And that's something that, you know, you got to live with now, and you got to look and say, we've got a 4-4 game. We're leading in the hits category, but we've played now four errors in this game. And that's a rough pill to swallow when you're a coach is looking at that board and seeing four errors when you averaged two last year.
Yeah, and Trainer hasn't, you know, put the ball beyond the pitcher's mound. It's all been either walks, hit by pitch, or just bunts.
Turn and back throw here from Mayhall to Potomom. Unable to get the mark there. Lane getting ready to hit here. That'll be Cam Lane. He's 0-2, has a hit by pitch as well back in the fifth inning. So the first three batters have scored. And the fourth batter now standing at second. They've got their top three hitters up. 4-4 in favor. And first pitch up and away for ball number one. And if you're Kemper, you know, you can't really warm up any guys yet because you want to put faith in your pitcher out there. So you want to make sure you're putting faith in Charlie here. Is that one going to miss the mark inside? But Charlie's got to find the zone here. And we kind of said in the pregame, too, when we talked about this Kemper Knights team, if they want to win this game, you got to keep that errors to a minimum. But giving up four is kind of the big reason why this game looks the way it does. Pitch on the way here. Going to be fouled off to the parking lot off the right side for strike number one. But if you look at the board up there, I mean, they were up 2-0 after two, then scored two in the fourth, were up 4-0. Have given up now four in the fifth and in the sixth to make it 4-4. So this has been a really late surge for Trainer.
Yeah, now it's up to the Knights just to kind of buckle down here, get three outs, keep it at a tie ball game, and then, you know, they'll get their chance, get a couple at-bats.
Now a 3-1 count for Mayhall. Got to just put it in the zone here and trust your defense. There hasn't been a whole ton of that tonight. You know, you're seeing a lot of pitcher dominance from the starting pitchers. So I think that the two guys that are coming up behind them as Mayhall turns and keeps the runner at second. You know, if your starting pitcher and your relief guy both try to win this game for you, you know, that's something that you're either going to win that game through that or you're going to lose the game through that as Mayhall goes up and in for the walk. So now no outs on the board, runners at first and second, and three runs scored throughout their three first hitters here. So this is a tough one for Kemper to get out of.
Yeah, with Larson on deck here, it's ultra critical here to get an out of some nature.
Big thing.
He's been dangerous.
Big thing, if you can do it, is turn two here. Maybe get a third and a second a second and a first as they're going to lay down the bunt. Mayhaw going to turn and fire to Potabom. Kind of a scary situation there. Potabom had to chase it down. And for Charlie there, you know, you're not throwing to Potabom at the bag to try and tag. You're throwing to keep him there. You don't got to fire it that hard.
I think Trainer here is just kind of showing bunt, but I think they're just kind of making Charlie throw strikes.
4-4 pitch on the way. Oh. Bunt going to be laid down. Foul, which, you know, you can keep Vortham or Vorthman at the bag. Keep him at home plate. If he's going to bunt, Nash is running up on it here, and you're going to have to turn back to Noah and try and make the play back there. You got to really hope that, you know, this is a smooth exchange. If they're going to bunt and you're going to try and get the out at first or the out at third, you got to really hope it's a smooth exchange because you're giving up a run if this is not a smooth play. 0-1 count, Mayhall. Bunt sign on the way again. This one up now to Pudence. He's going to turn, fires to first, gets the out at first, and a Ryman going to wait. And it brings it up, so the sack bunt going to move the runners to third and to second, but the out over at first will put out number one on the board. And I think the big thing for them here is
they're going to walk Larson,
and
which after his first three at bats, you hard to question that decision right there.
With one out now, I think that they're hoping to maybe turn two here. Get somebody at home, get somebody at third, second, or first, and make this kind of an easier play here in the funny thing. They walk Larson. Larson had to go all the way to first and then has to turn around and now say, oh, I don't even get to do anything. I get to go back into the dugout and wait. But you now get bases loaded, and it's high game here. So we're in kind of that later part of the game. Kemper's got only two innings to go. This is going to be one of two for Trainer as well, but with two outs here, Kemper's got to have clean exchanges. You got to have a chance at getting two outs here, and I wouldn't be surprised if they try to lay down the bunt once again here, maybe score that run from third. Pitch on the way from Mayhall, breaking ball up high, misses it 1-0, and even bigger thing about now, bases loaded with one out, Charlie's got to throw strikes there. I mean, yeah. You have to put the ball in the zone now.
He does. It's you know, walking Larson allowed you to get force anywhere, allow the double play to happen at different spots, but yeah, you know.
Mayhall gets it in the zone, drive out to left, going to drop, and it will be Cook going to throw it in, and will score two, score one, I believe. I didn't see exactly when I was looking out to left. I believe it only scores one on that one to make it 5-4 Trainer, and it will be because we've got bases loaded here. Walton going to come in off of the RBI single out in left field, and again, worst case scenario there, you give up the run off of the single, and now you're back right in the same situation.
Yeah, the runners had to hold there. Thankfully, that ball just kind of floated out there for a little bit. Couldn't tell if the left fielder was going to get to it or not. But
and the big thing there, if you're Cook, is that we're going to find the zone against Jed Licka here. This is the final batter of the rotation for Trainer here, and it looks like we've got a pitcher warming up, now jogging back for Kemper. But, you know, if you're Kemper here, you got to hope, you know, on that one. You know, I'm not saying anything about Cook out in left field, but maybe a dive for that ball, something. You got to make almost as much effort as you can possibly get to get to that ball with the 0-2 count now facing Jed Licka. He's waiting in the zone. He had a couple of walks early where he had a hit by pitch and then got on. Mayhall going to step off here, keeping the guys at check. I'm going to see if we got, you know, an update on Coon Rapids Baird. And it's 16-0 Coon Rapids final as they win over East Sac tonight, moving to 1-0 on the season. East Sac dropping to 0-1. Kemper looking now for a comeback win as swinging a miss there from Jed Licka. The strikeout swinging for out number two. But we head to the same part of the rotation we started with, bringing up Colton Lane. And they've batted through the entire order in four runs in this inning. Now puts them up 5-4. He got on by a hit by pitch and was scored around by an error. Bringing up Lane now, two strikeouts. Mayhall going to come off the bag here. And now it's the dirty work's going to be getting this one out. Now you're going to have to play from behind on the offensive end, maybe a little more aggressive. Pitch from Mayhall inside, just barely missing the batter himself.
Yeah, it's important right now for Charlie to just keep this a one-run ball game. The Knights have proven they can put runs on the board, so just get through this inning and take your turn.
1-0, two outs, runners all the way around. Mayhall's pitch this time. Can he be just outside? And he kind of turned the glove and said, "Hey, umpire, where do you want me to throw it? I mean, I'm putting it close, but you know, I'm just not finding the zone." But you know, the big thing I'm going to have to ask tonight, you know, if there's a loss for Kemper, I mean, four errors is probably the story for him. Two outs, 2-0 pitch up high, and makes it now 3-0. And you're not swinging. If you're Colton Lane, you don't swing on this ball. I mean, you're 3-0, batters everywhere, or runners everywhere. You don't swing on this ball. You let kind of Mayhall see if you can put it in the zone. I won't even swing on the next one because you let him put it in the zone. And Mayhall will put it there. But now you don't even have to swing because, you know, you don't want to bat yourself into a bad situation. Unless this is the best ball you get, you want to swing on it. But otherwise, I would sit on it. 3-1 count. Mayhall's pitch going to be up and gives up the walk. Going to bring in a run from a Lane. And we'll make it now a 6-4. Move our runners now to second for Hill and third, which, again, you're back in the same situation, except, you know, you get two outs, different batter up. Mayhall's pitch going to break back into the zone for Eitman. His first strike, a one count now. You just need to get out of this kind of nightmare of a sixth inning. You got to regroup. You got down two runs. Mayhall's pitch this time in the zone, fouled off again, now 0-2, and here's your go. I mean, go get it. Get out of this with a little momentum. Head back to the dugout and regroup things.
Yeah, good job by Charlie here. Short memory going right after him.
0-2. Mayhall needs this one. Not maybe here, but he needs this, either a strikeout or an out, as that one kind of overthrew it and released it way out. Missed the mark outside on the right side. Now a 1-2 count. Two outs to go. There are two outs on the board. Got our slow pitch games concluding. Softball concluded a while ago, so we're starting to kind of be just the only event of the night. Pitch on the way there. Outside. Pudence did a nice job of framing it, but just unable to actually get the mark there.
Yeah, now it's a pitch. That one was probably a little bit out, but that pitch kind of has been called all night, so I think Charlie's kind of questioning, but nothing you can do to change that.
That one hits a second here. Ryman going to turn and flip it, and that will be the out. That does it. The 4-6 grounder ending things with the third out, but the damage was a done for the Kemper Knights. They trail 6-4, giving up five runs in this top of the sixth. We'll see if they can get them back in the bottom of the sixth coming up next.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Nightmare scenario ending for the Kemper Knights there, as they give up five to trail 6-4 now, and they have to work from behind for the first time in this ball game. So it's a new kind of flavor that they add to their personnel. It's going to be Brendan Benami, Griffin Bauer, and Thomas Potabom leading things off. So not a bad start for you if you want to get a couple of runs on. Benami's first one swung on. If that was just a little bit in, would have been probably a nice hit down the line there, but I mean, you wonder now, you've got an extra inning, obviously, but you wonder how aggressive Coach Bach and Coach Bart are telling the guys to be at the plate, knowing you're down by two.
Yeah, I don't think their approach is going to change. They came into this game with a mindset and a belief, and that's what they're going to keep doing.
High fly ball there to the grass. Going to be caught by Cam Lane for the flyout to start this inning. Again, Trainer up 6-4. It is Griffin Bauer and Thomas Potterbaum due up in the next two. But yeah, I mean, you gotta score. You've proven you can score. You scored in the first, second, and fourth, but now you gotta prove you can score, and you gotta score a lot of them. Pitch on the way for Bauer. Breaking ball. Almost gets the shoulder. Will be ball number one. We'll have the recap of this game brought to you on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report coming up tonight. And we'll have the Coon game, all of those fun games on the same page with Bauer's ball inside on that one. You'll get recaps of girls' regular season soccer, boys' postseason soccer, all of that fun jazz tonight on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Pitch for Bauer on the inside. Once again, it's 3-0. And if you're Braden Neal, you know, you got to maybe throw some strikes as well because you don't want to end up putting your team in the position to give up a couple of runs as well.
Yeah, and for the Knights, I think base runners and dangerous base runners like Griffin Bauer that has a lot of speed.
And that one, I mean, a 4-0 walk. Bauer, that's a veteran move. Sprinted to the first base bag because he knew it was kind of a pass ball there. But now you put Bauer on the bags. You put Thomas Potterbaum at the plate. If he can get on, you got two dangerous bag runners with Landon Potterbaum behind him. One out. Pitch on the way here for Potterbaum. That one outside. Nice job of bringing the bat off the shoulder, but not swinging at that one to chase. 1-0 count. Bauer getting a decent lead at second. They haven't tried to steal a ton of bases tonight. They're going to throw this one in the zone. Potterbaum swinging and missing on that one for strike number one. Again, last year, Thomas, 15 hits, scored 16 runs. Tonight, a single, a flyout, and then another single. So 2-for-3 on the evening. Pitch on the way there. That one framed up perfectly in the zone for a 1-2 count. And Kemper, just you got to put the bat on the ball here if it's close. You know that you're down, and you know that you got runners over there. Got to make a play here if you're Thomas. 1-2 pitch in the zone, down the third baseline. They're going to turn towards second, dropped it, and Bauer going to slide in. The error at third will put the Knights with two on the bags.
Yeah, again, we talk about it. Put the ball in play with your speed. Put pressure on the defense, and good things are going to happen.
And on that time, I mean, that's a hit straight out of third baseman there in Vortham. And, you know, you're looking at him, you're saying, that's a guy that should make that play. But you put the pressure on him, and now you have your tying run at first and your lead-taking run at the plate. With a guy like Landon Potterbaum who's got some pop. One out, pitch on the way there, breaking ball way up. And will be ball number one. Now, once again, important to keep yourself in play here. There's double play territory, so keep the ball in play, but not in play to, you know, turn two. So a lot of factors at play here for Kemper. 1-0 count, pitch on the way here. Fastball, Potterbaum takes it up the gut. Diving effort there. They're going to get the play at second in the out. Turn to first, going to be no good. Ball's passed, and Bauer's turning home. And will get the run scored. So an out at second will get Thomas out. The 6-4 grounder for out number two. And then the error on the throw to first will be a single. And then advancing the runner to second, therefore the error will be Landon Potterbaum. Griffin Bauer turning to third and turning home to score to make this thing a one-score ball game.
That was an unbelievable play by that shortstop there. That was looked in the gap, and he dove and, you know, created an out, but also probably saved a run.
We're going to have Hunter Tonjes coming in to run for Landon Potterbaum, give you some speed on the bags here. And if you're Alex Pudens, this ball is in play and in a gap. You're probably scoring from there, so you need to make sure you put this thing in play. It's not going to kill you if you don't, but then your defense has a little bit more pressure on them. And What an inning we've had so far. 6 runs total. 6-5 Trainer. We've got Tonjes leading off at second at the plate, and we're going to have a time here. And it looks like they're calling out 2 outs here. There was only 1 out on the board, but Coach Barta is kind of going out there and saying, hey, we've got 2, so let's, you know, not make that mistake. Potterbaum having his runner and Tonjes over there, breaking ball in the zone for Pudence. Throws up on that one for strike number 1. And a tough position to put a freshman in as well. I mean, game possibly on the line here with a chance to tie it. You put a freshman in that spot for Pudence. This is your make-or-break moment for the start of the year. A 1 count pitch on the way. Going to miss outside. A nice job of keeping the glove on it, though, for Larson. And that's a big thing in this game as well. If Larson lets that ball go by, that runner's going to third. And if that ball kind of bobbles back there, too, he could possibly turn and try to go home. 1-1 count. Pitch from Neal. This one breaking ball again. Misses the zone this time for a ball number 2.
Good patience here by Alex. Getting a lot of curveballs. He's being patient, waiting for his pitch.
Pudence waiting. Yeah, on deck, Charlie Mayhall. So a couple of guys that you can trust after him. Neal getting ready. Throws it in the zone. Pudence fouls it off. This one driving towards the right side and out of here on the foul side there. And, I mean, the confidence from the freshman, though, to try and put it in play. We like that if you're Kemper. And
yeah, he's played enough baseball. He's not going to shy away from this moment.
2-2 our time here, 9:15 p.m. on the clock. 6-5 Trainer pitch on the way here. Up and just outside of the zone. And Pudence taking that one, kind of strided at it, but didn't change.
Yeah, that one was definitely up.
Huge gap in left center. If you can get it out there, you probably tie this thing up. Pitch on the way here. Breaking ball up. And a walk for Alex Pudence. The freshman coming up big, keeping his patience in there. Bringing up now Charlie Mayhall. You put one of your senior leaders on the plate to possibly give this team a chance to tie it up. We're going to get a courtesy runner, which will be Austin Pudence coming in to run for the catcher in Alex Pudence. So we will see now if Mayhall can drive in a run here or 2 for the Kemper Knights. And huge opportunity for Charlie, too. I mean, we talked about, you know, Alex on the last one, but now your leading run is standing over at first, so a big hit here could send that one all the way home to make it 7-6. Pitch on the way for Mayhall. That one in the zone, and I knew he kind of liked it because he started to push the bat at it, but he goes, you know, I'm going to be way behind on this one.
Yeah, Charlie, big moment here. He wants to kind of redeem himself here.
Breaking ball up, almost getting the head of Mayhall that time. He's already taken one of them off the dome before, so wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe happened again. 1-1 count, 2 outs on the board. Runners at first and second for the Kemper Knights. Pitch on the way. Mayhall check swing. And we're going to see, I think they call that one a strike. Kemper faithful, not too happy with that call, but I think he did take a big cut at it, but didn't get all the way around. So 1-2 count now for Mayhall. 2 outs, runner at first and second. Pitch on the way. Going to be low. Mayhall doing his best Michael Jackson impression there, trying to, you know, not get hit, and that's kind of what the rule dictates there is, you know, make a reasonable effort to get out of the way. Knights with a chance to tie this up if they can bring in the runner from second. 2-2 pitch on the way out and almost away from the catcher there. Larson keeping it in the glove, and Larson's making some great plays for the Kemper Knights so far.
Yeah, he's a really good player here, and Kemper runners will be on the move with the pitch here with the full count.
3-2, runners going. This one behind him. It's going to be a pass ball. They're going to turn Tonjes. He's going to run, and they're going to send him back to third. And a pass ball there. Going to put Mayhall at first with the walk. He'll put Pudence at second, Tonjes at third, and he was halfway, and he's sitting there and he's going, do I go? And Riley finally tells him, get back here. We're gonna see where this can go. And it looks like we're gonna maybe have a pitching change. If not, we will have just a meeting at the mound here. But another big moment for an underclassman in Noah Ryman here, who has a chance to drive in the tying or leading run here.
I think Mason, it's Ben Cook. He re-entered the game here to bat. I think number 12, Ben Cook, he re-entered back in his spot.
So, yeah, I think you had Cook hit the first two innings, and then Cooper Thielen hit in the fifth, and now you're going to have Ben Cook back in here. And Ben, a bigger kid, and you know he's got pop in the bat, you know he's got a chance to maybe poke this one out into the outfield. If he puts this through the gap, you're scoring two. So that is the big key here. But the big key, don't strike out, don't fly out, get the ball on the ground through a gap.
Yeah, and this the trainer pitcher, he was really effective early, throwing a lot of strikes. He was around the zone, and now he's, you know, gone to full counts. He's walked a couple batters. So we'll see what comes about of his conversation with his coach here and see if Ben can deliver a clutch hit.
Fresh count, two outs, runners all the way around for the Kemper Knights. Pitch on the way. This one up and in the zone for strike number one. You've seen your pitch now, Ben. It's your chance to get it. It is 0-1 with two outs to go on the board here. Runners all the way around once again. Neal's pitch in stride. And that one almost catching Cook's arm. Just inside enough that it doesn't catch the arm. So, now 1-1. Hit by pitch would be huge for Kemper, too. Get maybe a walk, pass ball, something like that.
Any way possible is what they say, right? Any way possible.
Just get it anyway. Cook, high fly ball, right field. This one is up and in right field. It's going to go over his head. Jedlicka, an error. Going to score one. What an error, though. That one right over his head. He was under it, and then it flew by him. And so the error there, I think they're going to call it a hit, but I think in my mind that's probably an error.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Call it a hit.
So I'm like, you know, he hit it out there and he
scored two,
and the two RBI single for Ben Cook coming up huge scores the two runners to make this thing 7-6 Kemper. And the big thing there is he put the bat on the ball and there's two outs, you run. So now we're going to have Mayhall over at third. He will have a runner at first as well, and Cook, Ryman, 1-1 count here. I was looking down trying to correct my scorebook. Pitch on the way, Ryman swinging a miss to make it now 1-2.
I think 0-1. I think that was the first pitch, right?
It is 0-1.
Yeah.
I was confused. I'm like, I look up and 1-1. I'm like, they pitched two pitches already when I looked down for 2 seconds. Ryman swing up, fouled back. So now an 0-2.
I'll talk to Mr. Langle about his scoreboard operating efficiencies here.
I'm just glad the scoreboard works. There was a couple of years during Merchants Ball it got too hot and the scoreboard would overheat, and I would have to try and figure everything out through my book. And I'm like, trying to call it and figure it out through the book is hard. They're going to send the runner now. Cook going to run, and he's going to steal second. And that puts him in scoring position now. A nice job there, kind of an early steal, and the pitcher didn't really know how to react to that one because, you know, you see Cook flying down. If you throw it and miss, that's a score. Pitch on the way here, breaking ball. Ryman swings on it and strikes out. But the Knights strike back, and they make this thing 7-6 in favor of Kemper. We go ahead and step away. The final inning coming up. Trainers got to score to try and tie this thing up.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Tonight's literally and figuratively throw us a curveball, and I look up and Justin tells me Landon's back in the game. So let's reset our stats here, and we'll see if Landon can do it, because four innings early, 16 at-bats, eight strikeouts, one base on balls, which is a walk, two hits allowed, one hit by pitch. They bring him back in to try and win this thing. And I tell you what, if he can get it done, he's got a really good chance to be our Culver's player of the game for the evening. Fresh count, they're going to bring up Ethan Chambers, Cale Walton, and Cam Lane. You will bring up your bottom two and your top one. And if Potabom can get him out, the Knights will escape with the 7-6 victory. If not, Trainer can possibly push this to the bottom of the seventh. An eight-run sixth inning. Huge sixth inning for both teams. Able to put this thing back in a Kemper lead. Potabom's first pitch here. Going to be swung on. A high fly ball. It looks to be in a shallow right. It's Ryman running for it. And ball will not be caught. I couldn't really see it there. I think it's down for a hit. I think it is. They will call it a hit. And the single there off the first pitch. And Ryman chased it all the way out there. You had, you know, your right fielder and Brendan Benami coming down to it and Ryman running back at it. You more than likely go with the guy that's running down to it than the guy that's running back at it on that time.
Yeah, I think that one was just Brendan was playing a little deeper and a long run for both of them and just kind of found the...
And if the worst case there, Potabom overthrows. This one going to go down the line. They're going to send the runner to third. A big throw from Benami could get him, but Mayhall going to scoop it up, and now your tying run is staring you in the face at third base with no outs. So you put yourself in a bad situation here if you're Kemper.
Yeah, that situation, I think you might want to, you know, you got to respect that runner at first. But ultimately, you know, with the nine hitter, it's, you know, go challenge him. You would probably anticipate a bunt in that situation. It kind of gets you an out, so... Not the scenario you wanted to play out there.
Cale Walton up here has not gotten a hit today. They're going to break ball towards the zone. Not going to find it. Now a 1-0 count. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to lay down the sack bunt here to maybe give him a chance to score with no outs on the board, bringing up your top of the lineup here. So I would not be surprised in that sense. But they haven't thrown it out there just yet. Potabom's breaking ball inside, almost clipping Walton there. And the bad thing is, you walk Walton, or you let Walton get on base, you're looking at 1-2-3 with no outs on the board. So this could be really bad for Kemper. They need Potabom to find that strength that he had at the end of his first tenure on the mound. 2-0. Pitch from Potabom inside and missing the mark for a 3-0 count.
Didn't miss my butch by much there.
Yeah, this is one that, you know, again, Landon, put it in the zone. Let your defense play behind you here. You're up by one run, and you don't want to give up a whole ton. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed for strike number one. And I'm surprised with no outs, with a runner at third and a 3-0 count. That pitch was particularly low that they would give the chance for Walton to kind of swing at that. If I'm the coach, I'm probably telling him, don't touch it.
Makes two of us, Mason.
3-1 pitch from Potabom now in the zone, and that's why you don't try and touch that 3-0, because now you're back to a full count, and Potabom's got a chance now with back-to-back strikes to build his momentum for what is going to be a uphill battle for the Kemper Knights. Potabom waiting now in the stride. 3-2, full count. He's going to raise the leg, pitch down the middle, and the strikeout gets him swinging. Four out, number one, and you have a chance to avoid Larson here. If you get out two and out three at the top of this lineup, you avoid having Larson come up and you win this game outright.
I would look for a bunt here, Mason. I'm just a thought. I don't know, but I'm looking for them to put some pressure on our defense and see if they can get this run scored.
And now they're going to turn it up here. We're going to see a couple of guys start to fade in. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, finds it. And here's what I say to, you know, that last at-bat. It's 3-0, and I think this is the biggest thing. That swing on 3-0 gave Landon the strike he needed. He's now gone four straight on strikes, and you kind of gave him that fire he needed under him once again. So I think that was kind of the bad call on that one, and that breaking ball, not going to find it. But, you know, you don't want to give a pitcher confidence when you're down 7-6 and he hasn't been pitching for 2-3 innings.
Yeah, and Landon's proven tonight he's a strikeout pitcher, right? Which, you know, for Trainer, they need to put the bat on the ball and put pressure on our defense to see if they can force this run in.
Potterbaum in the zone for a strike number two. And he had 8 strikeouts coming into this inning. If he strikes out this next one, he'll get himself up to double-digit strikeouts on the night, giving up just 2 hits so far and... 3 hits and 10 strikeouts. And I would be pretty pleased as a starting pitcher if your ace is getting 10 strikeouts for every 3 hits. So 1-2 pitch, breaking ball down the middle and the strikeout.
Perfect pitch by Landon there on the outside corner and really froze number 12 there. Now you got 2 outs and
you just got to get this final one. I mean, it's
roller coaster game.
I was going to say, it's the easiest concept, but the hardest thing to accomplish is just get one out. But it's one out, up one, 2 outs on the board, bottom or top of the 7th, at home, season opener, pitch on the breaking ball, no good. Hustle from Potterbaum, you got to love that one out of your ace as well. He sprints down to the plate there after the breaking ball misses outside. And he gets there to try and cover. Even though the runner didn't take off, you still like to see that.
Another really good play by Alex Pudence there. Really good, really good play there. Kind of saved a run for sure, and good hustle by Landon.
And now it's time, you know, whether it's Landon going to strike him out, you know, a throwout at home, a play from one of your guys, trust the defense, and you got to make the play here. Because if they score tie game, 2 outs, you got to go to the bottom. Pitch on the way from Landon. Gets close, and they won't give it to him just on the inside of the zone. They're a beautiful breaking ball over the top, just not able to find it. Again, though, we will have an interview coming up with one of our 2 head coaches and some of the players. Depending on how many they want to send up here, we'll talk to all of them. 2-0 count. Potterbaum's pitch down the middle for strike and number 1. 2-1 count now.
The other thing here, Mason, is that you definitely don't want to get to Larson here. So I think they're probably going to have Landon challenge Bortham here. And
I mean, yeah, you go at him, and if he strikes out, you're good. If he hits the ball, you say, all right, Larson, we're not giving it to you. And a swing and a miss. 1 strike away. 1 play away for the Kemper Knights to open up their season with a victory. Landon Potterbaum going to wait things out. Get on the mound here. 1 more pitch could do it for the Kemper Knights. You'll hear this crowd explode with excitement if they can start this season 1-0. 2-2 pitch. 2 outs. Potterbaum. Breaking ball. Got it. The strikeout ends the night for the Kemper Knights. They pick up the win on the swing and the miss. Landon Potterbaum, what a night he had. And the Kemper Knights pick up the 6-7 victory here at home, avenging a loss last year and opening up the season on the right way. Justin and I will talk about our player of the game. We're going to go ahead and step away. Your Mackey Motors postgame coming up next year.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
May is loaded with flavor at your Carroll Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home? Go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards. Get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
What a game, and what a show the Kemperites put on here. We are talking to you live in the Mackey Motors tailgate brought by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, and check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. You look up at the board, 2-0 after two innings. Kemper adds two more in the fourth. With a 4-0 lead, they give up one in the fifth. They give up five in the sixth to trail 6-4. A three-run bottom of the sixth puts them up 7-6, and Landon Potterbaum comes back in, pitching four at-bats, three strikeouts, one hit, and gives them the victory. Your runs scored: Thomas Potterbaum, Nash Leonard, Noah Ryman, Brendan Vanami, Landon Potterbaum, Alex Pudence, and Griffin Bauer. So not a single night scored twice. They had a seven different night score throughout this ball game, and you know, it wasn't a hard choice for our player of the game. Justin and I kind of looked at each other and just said, you know, it was one man that kind of dominated pitching early, hit the ball well, and pitched the ball well to end the game there. Landon Potterbaum, five innings pitched, zero runs allowed, three hits allowed, 11 strikeouts, was 3-for-4 with three singles and a run scored. He's your Culver's player of the game, brought to you by Culver's. Welcome to Delicious, serving 40 years here in Carroll. Justin, you kind of said it. This is what you expect out of a first game here, a 7-6, eight runs in the sixth inning, eight errors combined. I mean, it was something that you look at and you're like, well, this is one way to start the baseball season.
Yeah, it's the late, great Harry Carey would say, holy cow, right? And we had a little bit of everything tonight. It's kind of a roller coaster, as I've said. And, you know, credit to Kemper for just continuing to battle. You know, that sixth inning didn't go as designed or planned, right? And that's kind of, that's sports. And, you know, what good teams do is they just find ways. And credit to Kemper. They just found a way. You know, everyone had their piece. So you said seven different nights scored. Landon had a fantastic night on the mound and at the plate. So, great night. I think if you talk to Coach Bach and Coach Barta, they're going to say, we'll take it, right? They've got plenty of season left to clean stuff up. And, you know, it's first game jitters, and there's going to be errors. There's going to be mental mistakes. But they just found a way, and it feels a heck of a lot better to be 1-0 than 0-1.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the words that describe it best. We'll take the win, but, I mean, five errors and giving up five runs there, they're probably going to look at that and go, we've got some work to do, but it feels good to start the season with a win. You got ESAC coming up tomorrow as well. We've got a couple of guys jogging their way up here. We'll try and catch the names. It looks like we've got try and see who we've got up here. It looks like seven, so Thomas Potterbaum and Landon Potterbaum going to be making their way up here to talk to us here. Justin, it's been a pleasure doing this one with you here. Hopefully got a ton more ahead, a lot of Kemper games ahead this season, but, you know, what a way to open up the year for the Knights. And for Trainer, you've got some work to do when you head back home.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mace. This was a lot of fun. Hopefully you invite me back.
Yeah, we'll get you back on here very soon. We've got Thomas and Landon joining us here in just a couple of seconds as they'll jump on the broadcast in here. We'll start with Thomas here as he can throw the headset on and sit down with us here. We'll get you on right there. You can flip the headset down. We'll just flip the mic down there. Thomas, quick turnaround for you from track season. Yeah, you're right from track into baseball tonight, and what a way to open up the season. I mean, roller coaster of emotions for you guys there. Talk to me about early in the game. You get a two-run lead to start, and then you get up 4-0. What were the talks like in the dugout, and what was everything going like early?
I mean, it was just really about keeping that energy steady throughout the game, no matter ups or downs. Just keep staying aggressive at the plate, hunt those fastballs, and don't let them throw anything by us.
And you're one of the senior guys on this team that, you know, has been here through kind of the ups and downs of the last couple of years. What does it mean to open up the season with a win and get your feet under you to start?
It's big. Shows a lot of potential for the rest of the season, how we can play, how we can improve, and just keep cleaning everything up.
And you talk about cleaning it up. You guys averaged two errors last year. You're up to five tonight here. What were some of the things that you saw that you think are just some early game jitters that you guys will be able to clean up pretty quick?
I think a lot of it is just being nervous, coming, you know, make a big play, and it's just tough to make that every time. So we just got to work on cleaning it up in practice and work game speed.
And what's it been like, you know, going from track to baseball here and having to kind of balance both of them while getting ready for the summer?
I mean, it was a little tough, but it was also good because the coaches knew how much track was and how much it meant to me and how I need to take it a little bit easier maybe some nights at baseball, but just keep working and get what I need to done at practice.
Hey, well, I tell you what, congrats on opening up the season with a win here, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll get Mr. Landon Potterbaum on the mic here in just a moment as well as he gets to jump up here with us. Landon, I mean, phenomenal pitching for you tonight. You got hot right away, and we wrote down your stats for you. Five innings pitched, three hits allowed, no runs allowed, 11 strikeouts. I mean, you leave the game for a little bit and come back in and strike it out again, three guys to close off this game here. Talk about the start of the game, you know, being the ace to lead this team. What was it like going out there early and knowing this is kind of the first thing to set for the team?
I mean, it's a good feeling going in there. I mean, we always got our plan on the bump. We got to trust the guys behind us. Hit that, hammer the zone. Don't give them anything free. And, I mean, just trust what you guys got behind you. And it usually plays out, and it did tonight, so.
And you guys did go up against a batter in Brody Larson last season, giving up 33 hits, 25 runners bat in, 11 scored tonight. Had their two hits to start the game there. What was it like with him, and what were you guys kind of adjusting to throughout the game with a hitter like that?
I mean, we knew he was a stud. We knew he's going to hammer any ball that you leave in the zone for him. So we got to kind of tiptoe around him. I mean, still go at him. Don't give him anything free, but, you know, try to challenge him with anything. Like, don't let a fastball in the zone if you can't, but try to get ahead on him, be aggressive, and, I mean, don't hang anything for him. You know he's going to hammer something.
What was it like when you're in the dugout, you're playing short, and then coach comes up to you and says, hey, phenomenal job to start the game. We're throwing you back out there, and we're going to see if you can go win this for us.
Oh, yeah, he told me in the dugout. I mean, I was ready to go. I was ecstatic about it. I mean, I started off the game pretty solid. I knew my stuff was working tonight. I knew I was hammering the zone, and went back out and continued what I started.
And I got to ask you about the resiliency as well. I mean, you gave up that first hit in the seventh, and, you know, that guy gets all the way to second there, but you keep at it. You get strikeout number one, strikeout number two, strikeout number three to end the game. How do you stay so resilient, and how do you keep your mind in the game after giving up that first hit?
I got a reset, took a couple deep breaths. I mean, went through my routine on the mound. I knew if I hammer the zone, don't let him touch anything, he guy on third's not going anywhere. So I just kept attacking the batters, forced them to make a play. I knew I got a one-run cushion. I mean, he ends up scoring. I know we're scoring on the offense anyway. So I trusted what I got, trusted my guys behind me, and I just went at the batters still.
Hey, I tell you what, congrats on the night here tonight. You were our Culver's player of the game for the night. Thank you for joining us up here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Landon Potabom joining us here. I'll grab the headset. We got head coach Riley Bockett joining us here in just a minute as well. As a phenomenal game from the Kemper Knights, they pick up the 7-6 victory here, open up the season with a 1-0 record. Coach Bockett going to join us here. And, Coach, it's kind of a different look here. We usually do preseason interviews with a lot of our coaches, but here's kind of your first thing. We're going to throw you right into the interviews right away here. But, you know, you guys start out the game really strong, start with two runs in the first two innings, then get up 4-0 there. What were the conversations like, and what were you telling the guys when you're up 4-0 after four?
You know, just kind of keep attacking. You know, we wanted to keep adding on. You know, we scored, four out of six innings there, so... really, I thought we had great at-bats all night long. Things kind of just slipped away from us on the other side of the ball defensively, but at-bat-wise, I thought we were awesome. Really happy with how that looks to start the year.
And Landon going out right away, four innings pitched, gave up just two hits, struck out eight, gave up one walk, one hit by pitch, but no runs on the board. Is that what you were wanting out of a guy that's going to be your ace this season?
Yeah. If we can get that every time he's on the mound, I think we're going to win a lot of games with him. He was really awesome. He's worked extremely hard all off season, and I think it showed tonight, and hopefully that's just kind of a flash of what we'll see from him this year.
You get five runs scored on you in that sixth inning to trail by two, and what were the conversations like then? You go from being up 4-0 to being down 6-4 at one point. You know, what do you tell the guys at that point?
Really, just kind of keep attacking. You know, we told them to flush it as fast as we could. You know, we kind of just talked to them about at-bats have looked good, have a ton of confidence at the plate, you know, see what we can do and, you know, put the ball in play. And, you know, we kind of put a little pressure on them as well, and, you know, good things kind of happened and, you know, came out on the right side of things.
And so I got to ask you, too, here, kind of a personal question. You and Coach Barta get a coach throughout the offseason. He comes into this program, and you guys get a coach as well. I know you guys are related. What's it like now? You guys coach your first game together, and the first time that you two coach together, you pick up a win here at Merchants Park.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, from the personal side of things, it's really special. Me and him have a great relationship, and it's really grown a lot since August, since he's been back. It's been a lot of fun. You know, on the baseball side of things, it's been incredible. He's an unbelievable coach, and I think he's made me a better coach, and he's made these kids a heck of a lot better baseball players too. So it's been a lot of fun.
And so I got to ask you, you've set the precedent of winning here, and Kemper has been a very traditionally winning program, you know, under head coach Randy Snyder. Then you took over, still a very winning program now. What does Michael add to the program as a coach?
Yeah, I think he just kind of, you know, maybe raises expectations a little bit, you know, brings out a different side of us that we haven't really seen yet. You know, there's just a lot of stuff. I think he's just kind of elevating the program all the way through. And, you know, a guy that's accomplished as much as he has, it's pretty special to have him back home and back a part of this program.
And then final last question here. Last year you started off the year with the loss to Trainer 8-0, started off 0-1. You know, what's the mentality like now after avenging that loss and now starting the year out 1-0 with a game tomorrow right after this game today?
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about there with the guys at the end, man. It's I think this is going to look like a really good win at the end of the year. I think it looks like a really good win tonight, but we kind of flashed back to last year, and we lost 8-0 down there, I think. Really kind of got dominated by these same guys. They return eight starters. So I think this is something that, you know, we feel really proud of tonight. But the nice thing about baseball and in this game and for us is we got to flush it in a hurry because we got another team coming here tomorrow night that's going to have their ace on the mound, too, for their opener. And so it's, you know, never too high, never too low. And enjoy this one tonight and get back after it again tomorrow.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, congratulations on the victory tonight. I know we'll get stats from you to type up our Brinks Exterior Sports Report, but thank you for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good night.
That was head coach Riley Bock joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. A 7-6 victory for Kemper to open up their season. We'll go ahead and step away. Everyone, have a great evening.